Okay, we're doing another Unclick podcast right after Chris Moeller, Brad Sims, Brandon Simonov, Matt Ray. This better be
quite
good.
Quite the build up. High expectations.
And Matt Ray's dog and my dog are having a great time in the living room right now.
They're going nuts now.
Yeah.
You're going to hear the claws tapping probably most of this podcast. Got two big dogs having a blast.
Yeah. I feel like they've been quiet till now. And now I can just hear them going nuts in the background.
That always happens.
So shout out to Unclicked. Wait, no. Not Unclicked.
Traction coffee, Unclicked geez. Brand.
Turn the brain on here.
Shout out to Mike Murfitt.
Yes. We're all drinking it. This shit is good. Yeah. This is how we fuel these podcasts most of the time. If you like coffee, we're drinking Traction coffee, Unclicked, and $5 of every bag bought from Traction coffee, Unclicked, goes to
a pot to get somebody out to do the podcast. So
could be Joe Rich, could be Todd.
I didn't even know that, actually.
Yeah. Could be That's Edwin, cool. Whoever the fans pick. We got a huge list of people we dream of having on here.
I think maybe around when this podcast comes out, I'll start the survey. So get it going. You know, I think may give away a couple bags on Instagram. And we have our own Instagram now.
Follow Unclicked if you're a fan of it.
Yeah,
I like
so
it.
Cool.
Try and branch out a little bit. So
Keep people up to date a little bit more because RBMX has a million things going on, which is great. Yeah. But having an RBMX and Unclicked.
I literally have four different Instagram accounts now.
What's five, actually. What are they?
At BMX, Unclicked, my personal one.
The RBMX clips.
RBMX clips.
I didn't know about that till recently.
And then,
Those are sick, too.
That's
so
sick. Yeah. I have at BMX Day.
At BMX Day.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Kind of run BMX?
No. No, it's existed, but reached out to somebody. So because BMX Day is on July 20th, and then they got super busy, and they haven't really done all that much with it. So
who's
I'm going to try and... Creasy.
Oh, okay.
From the Time at Monster with the Street Series and all that stuff. So going to take over that Instagram account and try and revive it and kind of pamp up.
A lot of good stuff
BMX
happening.
Day, yeah. So my Instagram... My Instagram, you know, you go to switch accounts, is like,
I don't know how
you cannot add
amazing.
More accounts.
You gotta like limit your hours on social media now.
Oh, I have
so
that.
You're gonna be,
I have
that.
I feel like
over.
Having five Instagrams. Yeah. What are you limiting?
Your entire day.
10 hours or less?
bare minimum.
Yeah.
Really. Literally, I try not to. I only go on there with purpose.
Okay.
You know,
it's a job.
It's
the
best way
to
do
something.
It.
Yeah. So. Because you can't. You
Until 45 minute passes and you're like, shit, I'm scrolling. Get me off. So, yeah.
The rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So thank you, Matt Ray.
Yeah. No,
we
thank you guys.
We have matching colored t-shirts today. So
yellow gang. Hey, Traction Coffee's yellow too. So.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
This looks planned.
Yeah.
You are
strategic.
Doing a massive road trip. You've been on the road for like months, right?
I actually just checked. It's funny because I've been driving so much and just seeing so many people. Everyone's like, dude, how long have you been on the road? I've said 3 weeks for so long now, and I was like, I got to look and see how long, but it's actually, I'm on 7 weeks right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. The longest road trip I've ever done, so I'm psyched.
That's cool.
Just you and your dog in the truck and BMX bikes?
Pretty much. I mean, I left with my girlfriend. She came all the way to California. She stayed for like 4 or 5 days and then flew home, and on the way out, we stopped in Denver a little bit, but the weather was so weird, so we wanted to stay longer, but we were like, no, just get to California. Chilled at the beach with her for a bit. I didn't even ride the first week I was here, and then that 420 jam happened, and that was like right when she flew out that morning, and I was like, first session on the biggest dirt jumps I've ever ridden, that's not happening. So that's why I was down to film the Brakeless TV thing. That was cool. But
I've never seen you behind a camera.
Oh,
I was
you
like,
filmed
oh.
it
yeah
oh, I was just awesome. On an angle.
I rolled up we all that's it was cool. kind of a last minute thing, and like Tony Innes is there, I'm like, of course he's gonna film it, he kills it with all that. And then Matt's there, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You're going to ride this trail gym. And he just had this huge, he's like, nah, I'm filming with this huge
Even
camera.
Hanging with Tony was cool. I've never, like, chilled with him. And the first thing in California, it's like, Andrew, Tony, like, I'm hanging out with you. I was like, this is insane.
Yeah,
like,
this is California.
This is California. Yeah, yeah. But, dude, that's it's been cool. awesome. Just been traveling around a bunch, riding parks. I went on, you know, the PCH highway through Big Sur. I did that the other day, and that was probably, like, the coolest drive I've ever done.
It's a beautiful drive.
Just the whole time, like,
you're on the coast the whole time, right?
Yep, right up to Santa Cruz. It was insane. And it was actually you texted me about doing this podcast on the drive. And I was like in and out of service. And I got your text and I was like, this is insane. Because I was like drinking coffee, just driving along the coast, like windows down, just the breeze. I was like, this is insane. It was cool. It was like pretty cool thing.
It's I mean, it's pretty interesting that most people, when they get big in BMX, move to like one of the hubs, Southern California or Austin or Barcelona, or at least like near those areas.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
The dogs have brought the fight.
The dogs are fighting
here.
Here
we go.
When you're in California, it's like there kind of always feels like there's something going on. If you want to travel an hour or two, you can go.
That's what I was trying to get
go
at. Thank you.
And mm-hmm. cruise with, you know, our crew of dudes that rip, or there's an actual jam, or there's something to film.
Even just that, like, if you want to ride, you know there's a session, whether you got to drive an hour, 2 hours to L.A. or San Diego. But then, even so, if you just want to hang out, it's like, I was at the beach, and I see Chris Fox and Corey go ride by.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is insane. Just riders everywhere. But then, even just the photographers and filmers, that's insane. I was staying in Laguna Beach at my buddy Pablo's, and he's from Boston as well. He drove out here about a year ago, maybe a little longer, and he's been living out here ever since. But
yeah, he was sick riding the trails that day.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys know him. But his neighbor is Andre. So I don't know his last name.
Oh, the photographer from Brazil.
Yeah,
right?
But it's his neighbor. Wow. Yeah. Like, the amazing photographer across the street. Yeah. And then Andre lives with this kid, Blair, who's a pro skimboarder surfer. And it's like Laguna Beach kind of is like California. It's like palm trees, that insane really cars all day. And we're just hanging out. I'm like, yeah, I want to go hang out at the beach today. I want to do this. And then we see Blair and Andre just going out on their adventure. I'm like, damn, it's really happening. It's like, really is happening out here.
How does it feel? Because where you live is, you're like really far northeast. You have an amazing scene where you grew up at. We'll talk about that later. But
yeah,
it's not the hub where there's all the filmers and photographers. It's, you have a good scene. But is it a different feeling when you're back home compared to here?
That's like the tough thing. Because I can ride with my friends all day and months pass because you're just having fun, having sessions. But then I'll think, I'm like, damn, I haven't filmed like a legit clip or shot anything in a while. And then you kind of start planning like, all right, I got to do a trip, got to go on a trip. And for a while I was like, I'll do California in the winters, do a few weeks and stuff like that. And it worked out because back home I had Ryerfield. So I can just ride there for the most part of the winter. But now Ryerfield's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone for good. Yeah.
Oh man. That was one of the best parks ever.
Kind of COVID, I think a few other things. And then the guy who runs it, Bo, he supported our scene for so long, and like, he did everything there. He runs the park, but then you'd go there and you see him fixing the toilet. Like, he's just doing everything. And I think it just got to be too much for him. And I think he said once it's not bringing in money, it's just, I got to close the doors. And I think people have been talking about it for a while. And then it was almost one of those things like, it'll never happen. Mm-hmm. And then now that it has, I've been thinking about coming to California for a while now, and being home, I was like, there's nowhere to ride right now. So
no,
I have my truck.
I
dialed the thing in and just, I was like, this winter, I'm going to California for a bit. It's funny, it took me till the end of winter to actually leave. But once I did,
But you were out here a couple of times over winter as well, too, right?
Yeah, we did a few little trips. I just stayed with Pablo on Laguna Beach, and we kind of tripped around, went to Long Beach, San Diego, and stuff. But
having Rye Airfield was like, you didn't really need to go anywhere in the winter. You had
one
of the best places in the world to ride.
That's like the death of a scene almost, though, right?
Oh, my God. It was the last time I rode there, actually.
Especially somewhere that has brutal winters and the indoor park gets taken away.
You need the park. It's insane. But it brought so many people together. That's one of the things I realized after. I was like, damn, like, we have to start planning sessions at other places because we always knew like Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Sunday mornings, that's where there's a session.
There's always everyone there.
Yeah, there's going to be riders. And now it's going to be weird going back home. I mean, it's summer when I get back home, so that'll be sick. But yeah, even next winter, I'm already kind of plotting like, all right, we'll see what I'm doing then. Because
I read something that you basically started riding at Ryerfield, correct?
Yep, that was my dad just started bringing me there when I was like, I'd say 12 or 13 years old.
That's crazy. And how old are you now? So Ryerfield was
25.
Around for how long? So it was around for...
I was talking to Bowie. He said about 20, 21 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good run. That's a good run for any business.
Yeah. Wow. That's...
Let alone an indoor skate park.
I did see that it was gone, but it didn't really resonate how... You know, it's so hard when it's like...
It's crazy growing up there, too.
Like, so important to a scene, you know? Like,
But even seeing like Brian Hunt and Clint Reynolds and Aaron Smith and all these riders, you'd go there. They're always there. And to me, I was a little kid, so watching them ride, that's when Rye was huge. Like, it was like Dave Muir went there, and Mike Spinner did, like, I think the world's first 3 triple whip, or I don't even know, 720 double whip. It was something crazy. Mm-hmm. But there was always this insane level of riding there. So when I would go there, it's like, dude, learn every trick you can. And looking back, I'm like, thank God for this place, because I don't know what I would have done without it. I probably wouldn't be into BMX like I am if Rye didn't exist.
Yeah.
And my dad would just, like, pack the van full of me and my friends. He had, like, huge Ryerfield sticker on the side. And looking back at it now, I'm like, dude, we probably look so funny driving through, like, the downtown Woburn where I grew up. It was, like, an old handicap van they converted into, like, this little travel bus. And, he put a couch in the back, and we thought it was the sickest. It was. But as you get to, like, 16, 17, 18 years old, you're probably like, dude, we probably look so goofy.
Yeah, you're like, is this sketchy? I don't know.
Yeah, but it was sick. I mean, it made us all into the riders we are. And
that's cool.
All my best friends are bike riders, so definitely.
It almost seems like everybody like you, like... big time pros or whatever have that, you know, you need that. Like we talked about that on the Brandon podcast, how he was just like a product of his environment. Like you, Rye Airfield, man, if you're seeing all those guys, Brian Hunt, Clint, and you're motivated, you have every type of ramp to get good there.
Yeah, there's, and the ramps were big too. When I first started going, it wasn't like little street sections. It was huge box jumps, like hitching posts, and just
that's what's crazy about you. You're known as like being the street assassin, but you can come to my ramps, and all the transition in my house is pretty big.
It's insane.
It's big, you know.
It's
like
the scariest ramp in San Diego.
But he gets there and rides it like most. Like he does not look like he's just a street rider at all. He gets there. I'm not kidding. He was like pumping the quarters. He knows how to air out of like 11 foot's like nothing. It's probably from,
I like wooden ramps the most, actually.
You could tell.
Yeah, definitely sink in, pop out a little bit. It's funny, Garrett said that in an old video, and me and my friend like Zach Trafton and all this, we would say that so much. We're like, yo, wooden ramps are the best. You sink in and pop out.
That's interesting. It's like a suspension built into the ramp type.
It's a different kind of
especially when ramps kind of get pop. Soggy when they're like weathered a bit. Especially we have wooden parks back home that are outdoor, and like they get pretty beat up, but some of them, they're so beat up and you ride them so much, you kind of figure out how to pop off them and stuff. But it makes the parks out here, the beautiful cement parks, it makes them so easy to ride. And like, I hear some people like, oh, that park sucks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I have prefab parks back home. Those are my outdoor parks. But
yeah, right now you've just been riding that kind of like DIY park.
Yeah, that's Hadley. It's like 10 minutes, not even 5 minutes from my house. And
through Instagram, it seems like it's your new local park for the most part.
But Dave Baczynski, the skateboarder, he's out of Lowell, and he's done a bunch of like GoFundMes and stuff to just build like ledges or build an A-frame, build a quarter pipe. And it started out as this little prefab park with no ramp bigger than 4 feet tall. And now it's just like street section, like little spine box section, just a bunch of little stuff. And you can ride there for hours and still find new stuff to do.
Is it okay with the city, or is it straight up like...
Yeah, they're cool with
it. Oh, that's awesome.
They give them permits to build. They bring in like a cement truck and stuff. And even me, I'm like, dude, I have to do something for the park. But he does so much, I'm like... I help him when I can, and like I see him here and there, but some things I'm like, we need to start building more. Like, I think of all the stuff that we could build, but
just keep going with it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing little park, but it's a lot different than Rye Airfield.
Yeah, big time. But you know what's cool? Riding, all the ramps there are still pretty small. I mean, nothing's bigger than 5.5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But you ride that stuff so much, you learn how to pop off like little transitions. And like my normal flare when I go ride a skate park is a 3 foot quarter pipe. So when I come out here and I ride like a big 7 foot quarter, if I flare it, I'm going to land on the flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps when you're riding street and you find like a little ditch that has a lip on it. It's like, dude, I ride this stuff all day anyways. I guess we can film a flare on this, or even just hop trucks and stuff like that. Your whole session is like popping as much as you can. You're not just floating off big quarters and stuff. So I think it's actually benefited my riding, which is cool. So, yeah.
When you're home, do you sometimes feel like, because you don't work a normal job, do you?
We'll be right back. Hey, sketch comedy fans, if you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests, you're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
I help my dad here and there, and then not really, just kind of riding right now.
It's cool. So you're a professional bike rider getting paid to ride, and just sometimes when you're at home, you're like, man, being in Southern California or Austin or wherever would be so easy to just like link up with filmers and make stuff.
It's been on my mind for so long, so to actually be out here now is pretty cool. And like,
wait, so are you moving?
No, right now I'm kind of scoping it out too, because
it's bouncing around a little bit.
Feeling out areas and stuff for sure. Because before I was like, I'd live anywhere in California. But then you come here and you're in Hollywood and you're like, I did not know this was Hollywood. No. But
all of a sudden you're in Bakersfield and you're like, wait a second.
What's going on here? I
thought this was Malibu.
But it's
is there a preferred area? Do you have like an area that you've been?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna.
Oh,
but
nice.
It's so expensive over there.
Yeah.
Something big would have to happen for me to end up there.
There's no like parks really over there, is there?
No, but I honestly like that.
He's down to drive, you know? Like, it seems like you're always, like, down to meet up for the session, even if you're two hours away.
You're kind of in the middle of everything. Like, you can drive to L.A. or San Diego, and you're away from everything enough. It's like, if you want a day off, a couple of days off, like, you're not around at all. So you don't feel like, oh, I need to go ride. Because I'll get a text, like, yo, we're riding here. And I'm like, gas is $4.50 a gallon. I have to drive an hour. I'm chilling today. I'm kind of sore. But it's cool.
And
wait
till if people ever start working back in offices, like, traffic becomes a real thing in Southern California.
Traffic is insane.
Because it is like actually on an island in a sense too. Yeah.
With the traffic,
it's hard to get out of.
Yeah, when you see every road on the Google Maps is a red, you're like, oh wow, I can't go anywhere.
Guess I'm chilling.
I feel like you do a great job about being back home on the Northeast, and you get really motivated. You come on trips and just destroy it. And then you get home and you kind of just embrace your riding and get really dialed and then go back on another trip and kill it. Like that seems kind of healthy too. I like when people do that.
It's fun too. Cause you go on a trip and it's like almost vacation too. You're like, all right, I've been home for 2 months, 3 months. So when I actually go on a trip, it's like a filmer, photographer, other riders, like, let's get this shit. And everyone else kind of has the same mentality too. So it's fun. I like it. It
and
works.
When you're here, it's almost like you're on a trip and you go home. There's people from out of town here to hang out with you. It's almost like you're on a constant crazy BMX wave.
And like back home, I ride with my friends and like the level of riding is there. Like my friend Michael shreds. Trevor, everyone shreds.
So you have motivation.
Yeah, like you can try shit with each other. But then you come out here and people are just, it's you, it's Garrett, it's Chad. It's like the best of the best riders. So it's insane to go just have a session and you're riding with these riders because everyone's chill run is something you wouldn't even see back home. And it's just, it's cool. It's different, but I really like it. And even going back home, like, I'm actually excited to ride with my friends because we just have the best sessions. But it's been crazy just being out here and seeing people ride and like, damn, so this is what sessions look like. It's 10 dudes, like Corey Walsh, Chris Barnes, you, like Kevin Peraza, all these dudes just meet up at a park. It's insane. It's really cool.
Yeah, you forget that sometimes.
A little daunting.
Yeah, you do show up. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll hear the dudes that are going to be at a session. I'm like, say I'm coming back from an injury or just getting home from a trip. I'm like, I'm good. I got to hit my old friends up and just get a good game of bike. Just do a fly out session.
My point
or something.
Is like, am I going to be able to like get in there and just case the fuck out of this hip real quick?
Well, that's a great thing too. Nobody cares. There's no judgment either.
It is nice.
Yeah, everyone's just sessioning. But even Linda Vista the other day, everyone was riding the bowl when I showed up. And I was like,
the big bowl?
Mm-hmm. Not the full pipe, but just the big.
The Chris Fox bowl. Basically.
Exactly. Chris Fox.
By the end of it, you were shredding it though.
But when I first got there, I was like, I dropped in, got so lost, and I was like, I'm gonna go ride everything else, and then came back to it. But you see everyone like airing 12 feet high, ripping around manual as fast as they can. And I was like, I haven't ridden a bowl in too long, and my first run is not gonna be in this bowl. That's
literally nobody even rode that bowl. I'll put a clip in so people know the bowl we're talking about, but literally nobody even rode that bowl.
Gary loved those dudes
moved down here. Gary would drop in. Chris
a really good bowl,
and Corey like and Matt literally only ride that bowl. They don't go to the other
bowls. I only rode it because when Jason and Corey were building the ramp, we would go there at night, and I was like, this is actually pretty fun riding this thing with
Jason.
Jason was the original one
on that bowl.
He was.
So I would literally go there and be like, dude, and Skater would be like, 4 days ago, there's this guy here. He's like Australian or something. Yeah. He's fucking killing it.
Literally a spectacle to watch like Chris Fox do one run there. You're like, wow, I want to learn how to ride it. Because it's just a square bowl and he's making it look like trails or something.
It's insane.
Yeah. He airs the deep end so high. It's just I'm not riding this anymore.
Peraza had a clip from Linda Vista the other day, and in the background, he's like doing like up rail 180 down whip.
That was probably that day.
You can see Chris air the bowl like 10 feet out, and you're like,
I was there that session he did that, and it was, I don't know, I don't ride with him enough, but I know he's good. Obviously he does Kevin Peraza shit, but I didn't even know he does tire rides. He's like, it was a pretty good up rail, goes tires, switch whip right off it, just right casually. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I couldn't believe it.
Kevin is insane.
One
of the most well-rounded, talented
rider.
And just seeing him like, because he's riding way more than it looks like, you know, like he doesn't
riding is powerful right now. I feel like you can tell, like, got to California, been filming, riding with like top dudes, and you can see his riding is just so on point. He's always been on point, but like even the Texas contest in Arlington, his riding was so powerful. Like he was just stomping everything with ease. And I was like,
he's been working out with Chad too, so you can tell
that's
like
such a big part of it.
Getting powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
You're into fitness, taking care of yourself pretty well, right?
I try, yeah. Especially when I'm home. Like even this trip, I was like, I'm gonna stretch, I'm gonna do this. I haven't stretched once since I've been on this trip, but it's actually been great. It's like a break. I'm just like, all right, just enjoy it. Even shaving, I haven't shaved at all. Just hit the mic, but
that's all good.
It's cool. I'm kind of like living as simple as I can and just doing whatever. But yeah, back home, I have a coach, and it's skill of strength at the gym, and it's all UFC fighters and stuff, and the workouts they're doing are insane. And then he kind of studied BMX a bit and wrote up this workout plan for me, and it's been awesome. And even before that, I was working out, but I just try to do like functional mobility stuff, like fixing my posture, kind of just like doing more deadlift stuff, and it all just stuff to benefit riding. I don't go home and I'm like, I'm gonna work out and get the biggest chest and biggest arms. Like I don't care to do that. Anything to make me a better bike rider and a better athlete is kind of what's important. So
that's cool.
Yeah, especially for your style of riding, because you're definitely, I would consider you like a powerful rider.
Yeah.
Similar to Brad, you know, like the strength comes in so heavy with your guys' riding.
Yeah.
I want to circle back because I feel like Kevin is a park rider and a street rider, you know, and we're like,
he's a rider.
Yeah. He's like a rider. He's like, you know, like I think from outward perspective, it's like Kevin is more like 60-40 or 70-30, like park street.
I feel like
now that he moved here, he's 50-50 though. Yeah. But yeah. I get what you're
saying. You are like the other way. You know, I feel like you're 60-40, 70-30 street park.
It's like he's got transition park in his blood, but he's a street rider. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say when he got on my ramps. Like, he just rolled in. I was like, most street riders here are like, whoa, God. Like,
holy
just,
shit, 35 PSI.
Some of the best street riders in the world.
It.
Yeah. And actually, Matt's like, he knows, go pump my tires up a little bit.
It's
like,
so funny. The second time I rode there, I was like, all right, I need more PSI.
Yeah.
The first time it was cool just to kind of feel it out. It's not like I'm going there. Like, all right, I have to do this, this, and this. But second time going back, I was like, all right, get the 270. And even like when you and who were we riding with? Corey
that day.
You guys were gassing me up to do the 270, and like part of me was like, I know I can, but I was like, I really don't want to bust my ass in front of Dennis right now.
But from the spine to the verbal.
Yeah. But,
me and Corey, while he's riding, we're like, it's so funny that he's scared of it because we know how talented he is. He's like, he's going to do this, no problem. First try, he just blasted it huge. I was like,
It's crazy too. You guys are like, spin slow so you don't clip your tire. And like, even I did clip my tire a little bit on the first one, but I still knew. Like, as soon as I went up, I was looking down. I was like, all right, you're good. But that's funny. You got to spin really slow on that, for sure.
But I feel like if you displayed the park stuff a little bit more, I feel like, because, you know, like, it just as Dennis said, like, he's a BMX rider, you know? Like, I feel like you're a BMX rider in that sense, like, you kind of focus on the street stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, a conscious thing or just kind of the video parts, because, I don't know. I mean,
even the Boston Massacre video, when we went into that, I was like, dude, let's film park and street. Let's just get everything into this video. Then we obviously ended up filming all street.
Yeah.
But some of those things too, like park, I kind of put it in my head for a while that if you film park, you have to be doing whip bars and triple whips and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, I still want to. I think we're doing a Portland trip at the end of this year. And I was like, I just want to go like rip big quarter pipes and just ride good parks and just do the stuff that I would do having a session anyways, but obviously film it and make a good video out of it, because people say that. They're like, dude, ride park again. Because all my friends, they know I used to ride brakes. I used to try like 1080s and all that stuff.
Did you?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
On resis. Oh, okay, yeah. I used to go to Woodward and just huck stuff, which was sick. That's how you learn a lot of shit. But yeah, even still, I'm like, I need to put out a good park video. Or I don't need to. I want to. I want to showcase it.
No, I think that's cool. I think in a sense, like, I think it's cool when you can do everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, obviously, if you're doing a video part and you're doing sprinkling some park clips, like doing some plaza-esque stuff doesn't fit.
But some
Portland or some Oregon, mm-hmm. Oregon parks, like in a video part.
It's really cool to see people like, oh, I didn't know he was a park rider like that. Yeah. And I feel like him, like you're saying, if he put out some footage, you'd be like, the average kid does not know.
Yeah.
But even you're really good at that. I mean, you always film park and street. It's like mixed, but it's like huge bull riding and then like heavy street riding. So it works well. Cause like you said, it would be weird to go film like a Smith Nose, whatever line in the streets, then you pretty much do like an identical line in a plaza. Like, yeah, that just, it wouldn't really work. There has to be a balance.
What about, you talked about kind of the, you know, just the level of riding, but has, I feel like one thing that a lot of people don't think about when they come out here and they ride with a Garrett or a Chad, and is the, what they film and what they don't film. Like the, you know, kind of the setup stuff and the trick selection for, you know, for like Dennis, like, oh, I'm going to put in this part clip and it fits.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Is that, or has any of that been like a conscious, have you noticed any of that out here, or is it?
It's definitely like yeah.
I think it took a hit.
But I think out here, you go back home, for example, like you ride street and just pedal the whole city and everything's kind of around the city. But I feel like out here, it's like you drive to a school and it's like a, you know, there's a perfect up rail, a big bank hip. Like, it's a spot. The whole school is a spot. So I think I kind of like riding setups in general, too. I like to, like, go somewhere and it's like, all right, what could I do here? You kind of have a trick in mind and you're like, holy shit, like, this is the spot for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the funnest stuff to me. And especially, I mean, out here, there's every spot to do every trick. That's for sure. So I don't know if that's what you were asking.
No, but I don't really know what you were asking. Was it?
I don't think
he did either.
Like the, no, it's all good.
What he said was cool.
The wisdom of watching. I feel like when you watch like the top 1% pros, you watch Chad do the craziest shit in my head, and it's not even worth filming.
Oh, like, you're saying is it different watching like the session compared to what you see
exactly
the guys do in the videos?
Yeah, like kind of the knowledge of like what to film and what not to film.
Yeah,
you know, because when you're that fucking good,
especially
you can
with
film
Instagram
everything.
Nowadays.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And for me back home, I don't have a filmer. I don't have a photographer. Like, my friends will film me, but for the most part, like, we're just out and we have our phones. So for me, I'm just always posting stuff on Instagram. But then out here, it's like, oh, we're going filming, and you see dudes like out filming for a real project. And then they'll post on Instagram, like, just fuck around clips they got. And yeah, it's just, like, a little stuff they just did while they were warming up. And, like, I think that's the way to do it, because then you're still getting the real edits done. You're still putting out parts, but you're still keeping your Instagram fresh. But back home, I'll go 4 or 5 months where it's just Instagram clips. And yeah, I'm like, dude, posting so much shit on here. By the time I film and edit, like, you got to up the bar.
Do you feel like you throttle it at all? Or are you hard as shit? When you're at home, I mean, it's just the hardest shit, I assume, right?
You do such a good job, though, because I feel like you do your hardest shit on, like, little ramps or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're not, like, going to go truck a big set.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually, like,
feel
little
like you,
tech
that's
stuff.
That's what I noticed from
Instagram.
You, yeah. You're, like, really hard, like, little ramp stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Super entertaining to watch.
Nothing for nothing, it's the stuff that we're doing anyways. Like, my buddy Michael is who I ride with the most back home. And, like, our sessions, we do so much random shit. And I'm like, dude, if we filmed all of this, we'd have a whole edit just today. But we just film, like, the one hard thing or the one new thing that we did. But
the double truck to ice chink could have been a really nice start to a park edit. That was insane. We got
a
plug.
Is that a recent one? I don't know.
At OB, he did double truck to ice chink, like the weird little steep 5-foot box in the back. It's like a hard little box to ride.
It's funny. Chris Fox was like, he saw me jumping it. He's like, you got the 3. And I was already kind of eyeing up the 3. Like, I knew it would work. And I did a 3 and got so boned out. I don't know why. Something happened.
That thing's kind of jacked sometimes.
Yeah, like, it's hit the coping
the
weird.
It's in the back bowl, the lip to lip. Yeah, like it connects
like
the two bowls.
To bowl.
Yeah. It's a nice little box, but it can send you weird.
Yeah. And then Jason Lorenz was there. He's like, yo, you want me to film it? So I was like, yeah, sure. I did a truck, and the way I came around, I was kind of like, I always do this. If I pull hard on a truck, I like tweak my bike to slow down the spin. And I was coming around, I was like, oh shit, like an ice chink could work. And I hate calling out tricks. If I'm going to do something, I'll just be like, yeah, truck. Even though in my head, I'm doing a truck to ice chink. So I hate like calling something out and then I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like doing that.
I get it.
He's like, yeah, I got you. I did like double truck and just tried to slap it and completely missed it. And everyone just freaked out. They're like, no way, you're not doing that. And like probably 5 or 6 tries later, I kept trying to and I just wasn't there. So one of them, I was like, I'm just going to go slow and try to go up. And that's exactly what I did. I did it and I thought I was in a case, but I was like, I'm just going to try to hit my peg anyways. And it worked perfectly in the clip.
It was sick.
But by then, like, Matt Cordova had an ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got, like, cool. Everybody like, perked up. Yeah.
It was cool.
It was good. It was one I went back on later and was like, I got to watch that again.
I know. Yeah, I saw your comment. Hell yeah. That's sick. That's cool.
My Instagram regiment didn't allow me to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard when you run 5 Instagrams. You're not going to see everything, are you?
I lost my train of thought there. I had it, and then your joke took me.
This coffee is strong. I will say that.
It is good.
Freaking out, man. Traction coffee. You drink a cup, you're going to go ride, dig something, podcast.
East Coast versus West Coast. What are the main differences now that you've been out here for almost 8 weeks?
That's a good one, because there's like differences in riding and then lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So riding, obviously, it's tough now, because back home we have some really good parks. There's like some amazing cement parks getting built, so we're fortunate with that. But coming out here, the riding, there's more riders, 100%. There's more shit happening, 100%. And they're just in the industry. I feel like the photographers, filmers, everything's here. And there's a lot happening. But back home, there's amazing trails. There's really good trail scene. There's all different trails dudes that'll go ride. And then I feel like back home is kind of clicky too, because there's the 90 East dudes, and they only ride on Sundays, which is cool. I mean, they have their whole lives going on, so you can ride with them on Sundays if you want, but
where do they ride?
Just mostly around the city. Mm. They'll kind of go. They have spots that you didn't know existed. It's pretty insane. Like, they hunt stuff down.
That's cool.
But yeah, the main difference is, I would say, the spots. Just back home, you pedal to stuff, and out here, it's just setups everywhere. But people always ask, like, which would you prefer? And like, I love California, but I think I'd always just be, I'm East Coast for sure. I love
That's
it.
That's cool.
But again, I would spend a few years here, like, happily. And maybe at that point, if I was here that long, I could convert. But right now, like, I just love back home. I love hiking and shit. I love the weather. I love the seasons. And even out here, having the dog, it's been tough. There's, like, not many places for her to go to the bathroom and stuff. So, like, she's gotten sick a few times and stuff. But back home, there's just grass everywhere, the woods. It's, like, I don't know. Kind of being out here made me appreciate back home a little more. Although I love it. It's like vacation being here. Everything's perfect. The weather's perfect.
But there's a lot of people packed into a little
area.
That's
the thing. There's just so many people, and it's pretty expensive. She hears me talking about her. She's like, what'd you say about me? But yeah, I mean, I love both for sure. And for riding, I'd probably pick Out Here just because the riders to ride with and you can just get a lot done. But being back home, just if I didn't ride BMX, I'd probably just want to stay home. I really like it there.
Understandable.
So, yeah. If that answers the question.
No, it does. Yeah, 100%.
And it's cool being a sponsored rider like you because you have good sponsors that if you're like, I want to go out to California for a few weeks, I'm sure they'd love you to go get some footage. And
but also saying stuff. East Coast. I know Florida is technically the East Coast, and that does not count. I love Florida. I'll go there because shout out Spurs are out of there. But
it's definitely its own coast.
The heat. And, yeah, I couldn't do it. Even the amount of lights you have to sit at. I know this sounds so dumb, but every time you pull up to a red light, you can pretty much put it in park, get out, stretch and stuff. You're there for 5 minutes, every red light.
That's so funny.
It's insane.
They got a light problem in Florida, huh?
It's insane. It blows my mind.
I never noticed that, but I've never been to Florida that much either.
I know that's such a random thing, but like just that, it drives me nuts.
Got stuck at too many lights. He's like, fuck this place. I'm out of here.
People from Mass are called massholes, so I'm one of them. I'm probably just this impatient dude. I'm not, though. I drive, I'm chill. I don't really rush anywhere. I'm just taking my time. But yeah, that's the one thing. Florida. Two red lights in, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to leave. I'm over it.
And you've been to Florida like a million times because of Shadow.
Yeah. So many times, yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's a fun place.
I did look up flights for Swamp Fest today.
I know. That's sick. Yeah. That's happening.
It's happening?
Yeah, October 30th.
Nice.
I'll head down to
Shout out Swamp Fest. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. I know. I was like, fuck, should I just buy my ticket now?
I heard Trey talking about it too. And I was actually surprised when he posted it, but he was saying like so many people are trying to make it happen, like hitting him up, like, yo, you doing it?
It's going to happen. Everything's opening back up.
He said, he's like, I'm going to do it. But he's like, this is almost going to be like a, I don't know if he's still thinking like this, but it's almost like a pre-Swamp Fest for the next one. It is a cool
thing. That's a good mindset.
Yeah.
Because back home, everyone gets psyched for Swamp Fest because it's the end of winter, or it's coming out of winter. So it's kind of like a road trip, go to Florida, and then it's this huge jam to start off the year. And this one, October, I mean, it's kind of the end of summer. So I think he was saying, do this one. And then I think that's why he was kind of like, do I do it at the end of this year? Because then the next one's going to be early next year. But yeah. I'm not sure his exact plan.
It had to be hard, too, because I saw him post those photos of the ramps. Like, he put all that effort in. Yeah. He's like, this is what Florida does to wood. And like the ramps were basically destroyed in like 6 months time span.
I think Trey's coming out here. He actually hit me up. Be awesome to do a podcast with him because he could talk about all that stuff.
Yeah, he hit me.
He'll fill us in real soon.
I think it was soon.
Yeah.
So it's funny. I've like known Trey for a while, but I feel like just the past few trips, I've actually like got to know him. He's for a while, I almost thought he didn't like me because we were definitely pretty opposite. Like I'm a clean cut dude, he's like this Florida swamp dude.
Yeah,
which is sick.
He has no shoes on. He has no shoes on. You're wearing Jordan 5s.
Yeah, but it's one of those things too. And like, he is probably picky with who he likes, and that's fine. I mean, he's a pretty popular dude. But even just hearing him talk about things on the past few trips, and like, just hearing the way he jokes around about stuff, like, I've grown to like him a lot. And like, he's a pretty hardworking dude. He does a lot for BMX. And like, I'm just realizing that now, like hanging out with him more. It's cool. I'm like, this dude is on it. He does a lot. So I was going to say, it'd be cool to get him on the podcast.
Does he ride for Shadow and Sabrosa too? Yeah, he's on both too. So you guys are like full on teammates.
Yeah, exactly. So we've done a few trips together now and stuff. And it's sick. He shreds for sure.
Let's go back to that. Because when I first became a fan of you, it was all Shadow, Sabrosa videos. They started blowing you up. Bringing you out to Arizona and you did like a Skeleton Crew video that was like Skeleton Crew video, which was like the flow team of, was it Shadow or Sabrosa?
Sabrosa,
but it was like one of the best edits of the year. Insane.
Was it the AZ Heat?
Oh, man.
Was that a different one?
It was like way back.
Way back.
Filmed with Bobby.
Okay.
And Shadow.
But you just were, after that, you just started hammering out Sabrosa Shadow videos. It was like,
they really like supported me to start filming and get me places, but it's funny how it started. I worked at local BMX in Burlington. It was my first job and still kind of my only legit job, which is sick. But Johnny Revay took over as manager and he knew Ronnie Bonair pretty well. And he's like, dude, you got to start rocking Shadow Sabrosa. Like, this dude he's legit. And like, I know he'd be psyched on you. So like, after a bit going back and forth, I'd ride any parts. Like, I got hooked up by Volume because Chris Long lived like a town over from me. And shout out to him and Maddie. They kind of took care of me for a while. And then I was riding that for a bit, and then I had like a fit setup that I got through the shop, which was cool. Like, they kind of flowed me some stuff, and then I had like fit parts on a volume frame, and then started throwing Shadow parts on. And I was still young. I was just kind of playing around with stuff, and then turned into like all Shadow parts. Ended up with your frame, actually. I was riding your frame for a while just because I was like, you're my favorite rider. So I was like,
wow,
the Dennis frame.
I literally had that in there. I said, is Dennis your favorite rider?
Wow, so thank you.
Yeah, for sure. But I came out here and filmed with Josh Clemens and did like a Vital video riding that frame. And then came back, and Johnny was still on me, like, dude, you should rock a Sub Rosa, like, be full factory. And, like, at the time, I was like, the team's sick. And then they ended up doing a trip to the Northeast, and it was called the Park Party Tour. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, LaShawn, Wong, Kyle, and Ryan Scher, and, like, got to meet them. And I was such a quiet kid back then. Like, I still am, like, kind of quiet, but I'm, like, I'm just a mellow dude. But back then, I was, like, so quiet, and these were pros.
And those are, like, rock star pros, too. That team was
crazy.
So
and they were loose.
They were crazy.
Yeah.
But me and Johnny showed up to all the stops, because he was slowly kind of working as the Shadow and Sabrosa, like, sales rep of New England. So we went to all those. I got to meet them, and they were so cool. Like, psyched on me. LaShawn was the homie immediately, and Ryan was cool. He was like, dude, yeah, if you ever need stuff, like, hit me up. And sure enough, after that, I kind of sent him an email. I paid for my first set of stuff, like, through the shop. I had a credit, so I could pay it off each paycheck. Like, got a frame, and I already had all Shadow parts. So that was that. And then I met Bobby on that trip, too, actually. That's where I was going with it. I was like, what am I saying? But, yeah, I met Bobby, and he's like, dude, come out to Arizona. Let's film a video. Booked a flight, went out there, and that's the Skeleton Crew video that we filmed. And it was such a crazy week. That was my first time really filming with, like, a legit filmer. And, like,
so that was, like, your first legit edit.
Yeah, first time to really just, like, dude.
Damn, so I've seen everything from the beginning. Yeah. I wasn't sure if there was, like, an era of Matt Ray before Sabrosa Shadow. So that was the...
But it was more just, like, back home riding with friends and filming little
shit. You hadn't gone, like, filmed edits yet.
1080s on Resi.
Exactly. I was, like, a Resi kid, I guess. But, yeah, filmed that with him. And even still, we'll talk about it. We're like, dude, remember that week you came here and we just had the most insane... Not even just, like, the riding. Just hanging out and partying and stuff. And, like, it was insane. It was so fun. Like, really experienced, like, a BMX trip. And met all the Arizona dudes. And they're all, like, just so welcoming and showed me all the parks and, like, bought beers for me. And this kid Brains, actually, at the end of that video, I don't know if you remember that dude, he's like, we drinking 40s, boy.
Oh, yeah.
He kept stealing 40s from stores. He just put them in his pants and would just show up.
I always thought that clip was so random. I was like, who is this guy?
It was, like, the banger of the video. I was trying to five bar down, like, this weird four block thing, and it was taking me forever. Like, having just a mental battle. Just, like, it's right there, but it wasn't working. And he was like, fuck this, I'm out. And he's like, I knew he was going to get a 40. And he's, like, rolling up. I can see him because we had lights on the spot, and I'm just sitting up on top of it. And I see him rolling up, and I was like, dude, land the shit right now so you guys can have a night. And, like, sure enough, just, like, hucked it, gave it everything, landed it. Everyone freaked out, and that's why, like, at the end of the video, I was like, we drinking 40s, boy. See, like, comes up to me, he's, like, pouring it on me and stuff. But
I think that was the first five truck ever done to not grass. I think Stevie did one to grass before you.
I always thought Garrett, because people would say that, but
I don't
every time
Garrett
people
do
like, well,
one.
Matt, you did this trick, like, a world's first, or a world... You were the first to do this. I'm always just like, no, Garrett probably did it somewhere. Never filmed it or anything.
Shit, I think I remember that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I know Stevie did one to grass, and when I seen that, I was like, wow, I think that was the first legit five truck ever done to cement.
Grass doesn't count.
Stevie.
It does. It's just, I know. It's on that borderline of like, does Resi count on box? Like, yeah, it sure does, but.
We were joking
there. You do it legit to wood. You do it legit to cement.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy Pablo will just drink Coors Light and stuff after, like, the end of the day, end of the session, and we were joking the other night, we're like, dude, you should film a whole video that you land on grass, but it's so insane that nobody could talk shit. Like, the level of the riding is just, like, anyone could say something. It's like, all right, go do it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just something, it would be hard.
Yeah.
We always
joke about the Australia rails.
Like, yeah.
Australia always has, like, massive 30-stair rails that go into grass.
Go to Australia and practice every rail trick and come home and find the same rail here.
It's like, one, why are the rails so big? Two, why do they always go in grass?
I don't know.
I always wondered that. Like,
and can they not find big rails that go into concrete?
I don't think so.
It seems like all of them
I think they
grass.
All go into grass, most of them.
Somebody,
the level of riding in Australia is impressive.
Oh, my God.
I will say that.
They are on one. I love it.
They breed a different level.
Yeah. You dropped out of high school. Right?
Did you find that in an interview or something?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool, actually. I was working at local BMX, and it was one of those things, like, just, I would go to school, show up late every day, because I would just ride my bike over there, and my grades were just slowly declining, and my dad was already sent, like, paying for plane tickets to go to, like, the kitchen to ride a contest, or there was, like, recon tours and then Gatorade free flow tours at the time. And he would come with me to those, and he saw, like, what the pro riders were making. Not what they were making, but he could see, like, all right, these dudes make a good living off this sport. Like, there are riders who are, like, established. That was, like, Mike Spinner and Dave Mira and those type of dudes. So it was easy for me to be like, Dad, look at what's possible. Like, and took him a while, but he was finally like, all right, if you drop out, you get your GED, like, immediately. That's, like, no questions asked, get your GED. And it was one of those things, like, when he said that, I was like, oh, shit, do I actually drop out? But it was one of those things, I was like, I couldn't do it. I didn't like being in school. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't learning. And
there's no point at that point, you know.
But looking
like,
back
good for
now,
you to
I'm
just,
so happy I did because even friends who graduated and went to college, like they're still just figuring things out. And I'm like the amount of experience I've had, and like even with social media and BMX, you learn about marketing and you learn about all these other things. And like I'm like cultured, I guess is a good way to put it. Like I've been to so many different countries now, and it's I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Yeah.
Like for a little bit, my mom was like not psyched, but overall, she's like, you did your thing. And still, I mean, if I wanted to go back to school.
You got your GED. That's the same thing as if you would have graduated,
exactly.
which
it's
is
like
the funny
high
part.
High school equivalent. So.
It's the same thing.
Were you a senior at that point or what?
11th grade.
11th grade. Oh, okay. So you did bounce pretty
early. Got to take a year off.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Shout out to dad for, you know, at least.
Risky one, for sure.
Risky, but like, you know, you can see the writing on the wall in that sense. Like, hey, he may not even, you know, like.
Even still, too, like. Like, if I wanted to go be a lawyer or something, like, I'd go back to college. But right now, that's not, I don't have the intentions of doing that, so.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes, stuff falls into place a lot of the times.
And
especially
if,
the college, I mean, I don't
people
know,
go to college just thinking, like, all right, I'll get this high-paying job. But it's like, I think if you use college, like, to get your doctorate or your lawyer degree or whatever, then it's good. But I don't know about, like, a business degree or anything. You can kind of. Yeah.
You can do that. You can do a lot without a
college
degree.
I'm not saying anything's bad about that.
Yeah, everyone's different. Everyone has different mindsets and doing the college thing, but. In your case of just skipping that last year of high school when there was no point for you to be there anyways.
I would have been flunking out anyways.
Smart move. I wish I would have known that route. I have nightmares of getting up for high school.
I used to watch you and Garrett, the road to... or
5 months to freedom.
5 months to freedom. Dude, that was cool.
Yeah, I remember that. They were like following us around with cameras in high school.
That must have been a cool experience though.
Kind of. It was more weird because I was just like... not really...
on you.
Yeah, I was like... They're like, Dennis, why is a guy following you around with a camera all day?
Before that, I mean... all your friends and people in school must have known, like, damn, this kid who I'm in school is sponsored by Nike 6.0.
Yeah, some people did. I tried to keep it pretty low-key.
Yeah.
Like, you were famous, dog.
Hell no. I would, like, I would go to Europe for the weekend in, like, 11th grade or whatever and just, like, go to Germany on, like, a Wednesday, go all weekend, party with all these amazing friends that I shouldn't have been old enough to party with, you know, and I come home, dude, I had to go to school on Tuesday, and my friends would be like, where were you? I'd be like, had some family shit going on.
Just like a blur.
Yeah, I was like, why am I going to school? This is crazy, but...
it's cool.
That's
so funny.
All worked out.
Yeah. One other thing, I don't know if it's embarrassing or not, but was Simple Session the first time you went overseas?
Like I went to Aruba, like on vacation.
Okay.
But yeah, for a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Simple Session.
And then fucking Fathead punked you, basically.
Dude, it's so funny because
I just thought about that randomly.
And it's so funny because someone commented on the post on RBMX Day and said, are you gonna roar? And for so long I was like, dude, what do people mean about this shit? I don't get this. And I realized one day it hit me, I was like, his name's Fathead,
yeah.
I was
Alex
like, this
Spartan.
Motherfucker was like, yo, we're doing like a giveaway or some shit, like whoever can roar or something. I was sure, but it's funny, like, watching it. I look like a baby in the
clip. You're like,
so crazy.
Iron,
what
did
do you
ever
do?
See this?
No.
So,
you
know,
a bunch
head,
of people.
Right? Yeah, so Fathead went around to a Simple Session and, like, was just joking around and just being Fathead, you know? Like, like a personality. And he finds,
the innocent young kids.
Yeah, starry-eyed Matt Ray at his first
to me,
foreign
I'm just,
contest.
I think it's some, like, news agency or something who's at the contest. Yeah. I don't know anyone. I don't know shit. I'm like, dude, I'm at Simple Session.
Yeah.
Like, scared to drop in for practice type of thing, so.
And he's like, yeah, I'm here. Because it was, like, a sponsor of the event. So he's like, here for
I think he gave me,
Tiger
like,
Bar
a Cliff
or something.
Bar or
yeah,
some shit.
Tiger Bar.
That's it.
Something
yeah.
like that. And it was like. And he's like,
you should insert
he's
that
like
clip.
we want to give you
I want to see it.
A trip to anywhere in the world, like, type thing, and just, like, got him all psyched up, and he was like, yeah, can you roar into the microphone?
Oh, my God.
He did it to a bunch of people, though, so that makes me feel better. I wasn't the only one, but...
Yeah. Dude, I'd try it. Trip anywhere in the world. Like,
I didn't even think...
I can roar.
He even said he's like, louder or something like that. Yeah.
We've been watching you ride. Lion Bar have given us the opportunity to hook up one rider after the Simple Session. You're on a road trip. For a week. Are you down with that?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah? Road trip with Lion Bar, man. 1 week around the Baltic area, the colder areas of Europe.
Really?
So yeah, chilling cruise with the Lion Bar guys.
Hell yeah.
Are you roaring for it?
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. It's
roaring,
I live in the US though.
Yeah, it's alright, we'll hook you up,
Hell
but you're roaring on that.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, but you're roaring for the Lion Bar.
Yeah, it is, I mean that's
roaring. Cool. What's your name?
I'm Matt.
Matt.
Right.
Cheers, Matt. Take care, bro.
Catch up, man. Yeah, yeah. Lion Bar BMX team next. I just made it up. Lol.
Looking back, I'm like, hey, he got me.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's funny because the European and like UK dudes, I feel like they're like, not like tough dudes, but like some of them, before I met them, I feel like they would bring that up.
Yeah.
And like Lacey, me and him, we didn't have a problem or anything, but I think he tried to like hold that over me, like, yo, you got punked or something. And part of me was like, am I supposed to be embarrassed about this or something? I don't get it. Yeah. Like,
no, so that's the thing. Funny, you just got to own it. You're like, yeah, I was a little fucking kid.
Exactly.
I didn't know any difference.
It's pretty innocent.
But okay. That's the thing. It's
a good joke. Like, yeah, I wouldn't know. If you didn't know
that,
it's
fucking hilarious. It's funny. So I'm like, I'm not going to be pissed about it.
It's funny because the first time I watched it, I didn't know who you were at that point. And then, like, so, at
just
some
funny
point,
funny little kid roaring as loud as he can.
So it, like, came in, but.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, you get a random. It's funny how stuff like that sticks with people.
People,
you
still
know,
remember it.
Like, because it's like
insane.
It's because you turned into somebody. If you were just like somebody that kind of went to an event or two, and then
Who were the other people that roared?
I don't know.
Remember
exactly.
Maybe no one else did. Maybe
I
tell myself. Other
you're the only
just
one.
Like, no, I'm not the only one, dude. Like, yeah,
a bunch of other people did it.
It was a video though. They were just doing random. Maybe there's other pranks to other people in the main video.
No,
I think that's what it was.
The whole video is totally satirical and just talking.
That guy was funny. I liked all the fat head stuff. His channel and stuff.
I literally went to a
what is his name?
Alex Barton.
What does he do? Is he just like,
he is an amazing, amazing bike rider, but he literally has like one of the best bunny hop whips in BMX, like
to
rivals
type of thing.
Yeah, rivals D-Hart. Like, it really does.
I love that D-Hart is like everyone, because as soon as you're like, as soon as you said rivals, it's like, yeah, D-Hart. I knew you were gonna say that.
And it's like, and he was just a funny motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, he is just
definitely a personality.
He stayed at my house for a week in Long Beach, and dude, it just fucking nonstop laughs.
That's
he's just a fucking personality.
That's what I do love
about
BMX. There's so many personalities, and you experience so much. Like, you're not fazed by much once you're in BMX for a bit. Mm-hmm. You realize people just say so much crazy shit.
He used to make fun of like
it's
Adam
awesome.
LZ and Adam 22 and Harry Maine, like do all their voices and just like put out all these videos. He was just fully just jokester. So.
He was the dude. He was on Adam LZ, huh?
Yeah, he was super.
Now that I think about it, he like ate Adam LZ alive, but
Adam
LZ does not care. So.
Yeah, Adam LZ is eating very well, so I don't think he cares. So
he's killing it for sure.
Let's talk about the shoes.
Dog drama.
Yeah,
dog
like,
drama.
Can we hear them in the?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Fine. He barks every episode, basically.
But you just told me the news about the shoes. That's pretty cool,
dude. Sick. Yeah, I'm psyched. So I've always just ridden in Jordans and stuff, and I kind of ride in Vans and Jordans.
Yeah.
But I always bought Jordans because they last, and just like normally I would wear Jordans. I think they're fresh. Like I've kind of grew up wearing Air Forces and Jordans and stuff. But Sam Burrows he works for Shout On Sabrosa. He hit up Pova about maybe flowing some guys from just the team, and I think he picked me and Bajarki and kind of talked to Pova, and then he finally sent over Pova's info, and he's like, yo, hit him up. He said he's down to flow you. So last week, hit up Pova, talked to him a bit, sent him an order, and he was cool. He's like, dude, let's do it. So he sent some product. I sent it back home because I thought I was leaving sooner, and I don't want to pack my truck full of shoes because I was like, God forbid, like someone breaks into the back of my truck and steals them. But he sent some shoes back home and some gear, which I'm so psyched on. I think it's cool.
I don't think he said Etnies one time. But
Etnies?
It's Etnies.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I think saying Pova, I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
We talked about
this before the podcast started.
Pova is Etnies.
Yeah. For people,
really
know,
good team manager over at Etnies. So
yeah, Pova hooked me up some Etnies, and I'm psyched on it. And we actually got to meet the other day at Volcom Park because I've never met him before. Maybe I've seen him somewhere at a contest, but it's hectic. You don't really talk to people that, or you do, but everyone's on their own agenda and shit. But got to meet him, hang out a bit, and he was so cool. Like I've never actually had FaceTime with him. And he kind of reminded me of like someone from Boston back home. Just says shit, and he says some pretty funny shit just right off the bat.
Yeah, he's cool, pretty uncensored.
Yeah.
It's cool.
One of my favorite people.
Yeah,
congrats though. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
shout out to Pova.
You could save a couple bucks not riding the Jordans in.
Yeah, and they make cool shoes. When I went on the website, I was like, wow, like they make some sick shit. Even I got a pair of Brandon Seminuk Pros, the mountain bike shoes, because I was just in Santa Cruz riding mountain bikes with David Lieb. And just his whole crew. And right when I get home, I'm like, I'm getting a mountain bike for sure. So when I saw those shoes, I was like, I'll throw them on the order. And then I saw him at Volcom Park. I was like, yo, not sure if he sent those shoes or not. And he's like, yo, if it was on the order, you got them. So I'm like, this is going to be sick because now I have a nice pair of mountain bike shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And then it works out.
Are the mountain bike shoes any different than BMX shoes? I don't know.
I think they're way more stiff.
They're like a little boot.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like Nike 6.0s.
Bulletproof shoes.
About, some of those Nike 6.0s are about like
some
boots.
Dunks.
Yeah. Matt actually rode for 6.0 Flow, right?
Yep. Those used to hook me up. That's cool. More SB at the time when I was getting it. So he would send me just SB dunks. And it's crazy. Some of the shoes he sent me.
Shout out to Mark Losey.
Yeah. Sorry.
BB.
Dog drama.
Yeah. Crazy, but
yeah, everything's going to be knocked over in there when we get done with this.
He used to send me shoes, and I would just ride in them and destroy them because they're fresh. They're sick shoes. And it's crazy looking back now at the price tag on some of these shoes. They're like $800, $900 shoes. And I'm like, just looking at clips. And I had
the SBs?
I had the Gucci SBs. He sent me two pairs of them. I'm like, you idiot, Matt. You should have kept a pair just to like have. But
that's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, just destroyed them.
So are you an actual like sneakerhead type dude?
No, by no means. I just...
Because I don't know anything about like the Jordans and stuff.
I guess you could say that, 'cause my girlfriend and stuff just gives me shit all the time about having way too many shoes. But in my eyes, I'm like, I just have them. I don't like wear them all. I'm not like posting them. I'm not fucking drooling over them. Yeah. I just like having certain shoes for certain occasions. But yeah, I don't have like $3,000 shoes or anything.
Yeah, that's what that was gonna be my next question. Is it like, are the Jordans that you ride in, are they like expensive? I don't.
$200, but they last a few months and stuff.
Yeah,
but etnies. So
yeah.
You're wrong.
But I mean, like that's going forward. But
it's cool talking to you right now because you haven't even you're getting on, but you haven't fully switched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like if I check the comments on that post, there's probably a lot of questions about the shoes
because on
I feel
Instagram
like
thing.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm fairly sure. certain. So is it like
I rode in them?
Are they
because
good to ride in? Like I assume so.
100%. Like Jordan 1s are my favorite shoes, and like they made the 1 lows just recently. They used to be like high top shoes,
mm-hmm.
and now they made them just normal like low tops, just like the size of a Vans shoe. But they just last so long, and like they're easy to clean because they're kind of like leathery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're made out of, but they clean easy and they last a while. So when you're paying for shoes, it's kind of what you're looking for. And they're fresh. I like wearing Jordans. So.
Cool.
But yeah.
Who would have known Michael Jordan did not know he was going to make a good BMX shoe?
Yeah.
Shout out to Nigel.
Who was it? That,
he's getting paid by them.
Oh, Nigel?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, that wasn't... Oh, go ahead.
Nigel's still on Nike? Is that what you say? Shout out
to
Nigel?
So.
Or is he just got you... Like,
no, I'm just saying shout out to Nigel. Like, he's rocking Nikes.
Yeah.
They're Nike Jordans. Like, the Nike Jordan ones.
Yeah.
That Nigel's rocking
because
right
he
now?
Has, like,
that's
a color
what he rides
or
in. I was going to say, he has, like, signature ones and signature Air Forces and stuff. So, he's killing it for sure.
That's dope.
That was... Yeah. That's,
what?
Bring
what,
that
what,
up.
What?
You are a fan of Nigel and kind of what he does in general. And I feel like that was one I actually texted Nigel and asked him if he wanted to do the podcast.
That'd be cool.
Because he wanted to do...
Nigel's a good
he
dude.
He wanted to do Feeble Talk
mm-hmm.
back in the day, and he didn't respond to my text.
I was going to say, did you text him, like, are you too big now to do a BMX podcast, or
well,
are you still down?
I mean, he knows I've had his back pretty much the entire time. Like, obviously, I may have, like, questioned one or two things over the years.
Understandably
but, like,
so.
But I've always had his back and what he represents for BMX and him being a... you know, an outside public figure and portraying BMX in a good light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a fan of Nigel. But yeah, he didn't respond to the text. So
yeah.
maybe you could text him.
But you text him about being on Unclick too?
Yeah, and he didn't respond. So
I hit him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But again, back to that question, I'm definitely a fan and I do see a lot of people hate on him.
Yeah.
Which I get sometimes. It's like he'll claim like he'll say stuff that sometimes...
But I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, your favorite rider's favorite rider. But
he's like, I'm the new Dave Muir. Or that
well,
whole thing.
I don't know if he said that, but...
There was something about
that. He said, see, this is... I know so much about this.
All right.
He literally said, picking up where Dave Muir left off.
That's exactly
and
what
And that's exactly what goes to... Not that you could ever be Dave Muir, of course, but that he was...
To push the sport,
trying to bring BMX to a public limelight,
yeah.
to into households that didn't... that wouldn't be exposed to it otherwise.
Definitely.
And that's what he meant by picking up where Mira left off. No, he could never be Dave Mira.
But like those Go videos?
Yeah.
The amount of views those have and the amount of people that watch them that would have never watched a BMX edit is insane.
Like
that's so crazy.
It goes, and if you type in Nigel's name on YouTube, it goes all of his dope video parts, like the animal part, like his shit that was just like groundbreaking.
The core shit.
And when he used to do the hardest shit.
Yeah, and then he got to a point where he was just like, okay, and then it's all his Go videos. So it's like, you look this guy up and it's like, you can't say he ain't killing it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, this is definitely a wider conversation and this stuff that I would love to talk to Nigel about.
Yeah.
But street riding specifically has a problem with not progressing. So
not progressing in what sense?
In the sense as a rider. So Nigel can do a Smith bar or a crook up rail bar, and at a point, and now he doesn't necessarily do that anymore. But he can do a half cab bar or like whip out of a grind or whatever else he wants to do. And because he can't put out a cutting edge video part anymore, and because he can't put out do the things that he used to do, he's not fucking cool anymore.
I think that's why a lot of people do hate on him.
Exactly. But Chris Doyle can do a fucking turndown and everybody's hyped.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well,
it's
that's
like,
the thing. That's what I think is great about Nigel. He realized he wasn't going to one up himself anymore, so he moved to different projects.
Yeah.
But if you're going to move to different projects and do different things, you're not supposed to say that you're picking up where Dave Mirra left off. But maybe he means in the sense of being a badass, in the sense of like taking BMX to the outside
view. That's the way I took it.
Every encounter I've had with Nigel is just a great dude.
I ran into him at
he's
the
so
shop
fucking
one time.
Cool. So if anyone talks shit on him, I'm like, you don't even know him.
Yeah, I think they just don't. I just think there's like a core mentality that like doesn't allow you.
And at the end of the day, it's going to be dudes who just hate on him.
You're going to read crazy quotes and see this guy making millions of dollars while you're out there busting your ass, getting your first little ass check. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just it's hard to understand.
I saw him at the shop one time. I was there. I don't know what I was fixing a flat or something. He walked in. It was crazy. Like, I've seen all his shit. I literally didn't know what to say. I was like, oh my God, it's Nigel. And like, even the way he carries himself, like, this dude's like a rapper or something. It was crazy. I don't know why. And it was, yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't
his confidence and his energy
is
amazing.
And he did a Gatorade contest years back, and it was a video contest, and I entered it. I ended up winning, and they sent me like 25 cases of Gatorade. And I thought back to it after. I was like, dude, you should have told him about that because he picked you.
I had something to say to Nigel.
I didn't even know what to say.
You didn't say anything.
I said what up, but like, okay. Probably sounded like a weirdo. Yeah. Like,
hey. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Nigel?
I was probably like, yo, you're Nigel. I don't even know. I said the dumbest thing ever. But...
Did you roar?
Yeah, exactly. I roared at him. I was like, yo, Nigel, you want to hear this? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's good that you recognize the idea behind what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's cool.
It's
cool you asked that, too, because it is kind of something, too. Like, you always, not wonder, but when he's brought up, it's cool to hear what people think about him. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I think from my point of view about you, I think I consider you to be an incredibly progressive rider and doing stuff, you know, a la the 540 bar and stuff like that, that other people are not able to do. And it's like, Nigel was that at a point.
Mm-hmm,
he did stuff definitely. Like that. And it's like, but we can't celebrate him because he's not doing that anymore.
If you look at we
should embrace dudes that did
he's
anything.
Brought it to the next
ever.
Level.
Like, celebrate yeah, the shit yeah. that he did.
Like,
you know?
Like, and if you look at all his old Gatorade videos and stuff, like, he was just he's been producing for years.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, there's so many, even his old G-Shock stuff, like, there's so much shit that he's just put out. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He's been on it.
Yeah.
Just nonstop.
Shout out to Nigel. Respond to my fucking text.
We spent 10 minutes talking about you, so now you text him back.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, hell
so
yeah.
Plump him up.
How was it going on trips with Mike Spinner? Was he cool? Or
Spinner was really cool.
I'm leaving this in already.
Yeah, go for it. I like Spinner. Spinner would be, and we're still friends to this day, you know? He was just different, like going on the road, and like me and Garrett and Nigel were really like, we're going to make a video part. This is our first try at this. Like,
I think
really...
all you guys were tight, and then it was like, I don't know if you guys were tight with Spinner too, but
we were.
Was just, yeah.
We were. Spinner was just a goofball. Like, I'd be filming all day, so tired, and Spinner wasn't filming because he didn't give a shit, really. He was, like, just focusing on whipping ass at Dew Tours, and that's what he was doing, you know, like...
Collecting a ballpark check.
Yeah, he was killing it in his own way, you know? He just wasn't, like, his mindset wasn't where ours was, like, filming all day, busting our ass, and he'd loosen, like, the pepper jar on the pizza, and I'm like, fuck yeah, pizza, I'm so hungry, and I go, thunk, and just, like, he's just like, ah, ha, ha, I'm like, I'm gonna kill you, Spinner. That was actually the one time I blew up at Spinner, you know, but, like... Throughout all our trips, he was always cool.
That's cool to hear that he's
funny.
Cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's funny. Yeah. And he's smart.
Yep.
Spinner's fucking smart. Like, he had, like, two amazing years in BMX, took that, and started a really, really wealthy
EVO.
Company. Yeah.
So yeah, it's funny.
I never
felt
sure.
like I had a problem with him. And then after he was done with BMX, then he, like, when he went on that, like, Twitter rant for a little while, he was like,
didn't see any.
He literally talked about how it was a conspiracy that if I would get paid extra if I shot photos of people and put them in the magazine and something like that. Like, it was like so weird. It was so weird that I was like, I can't even.
Might bring it back to
that
bubble that Moeller was talking about when you're just in your little BMX house bubble. You know, it's probably like him and a few other dudes that lived with each other there, and they were just like, you know what, my photos never get shown up at the Dew Tour. You know, it's fucking Fudger.
Yeah,
you know, and it's
hearing
obviously
talk
not
about
true.
That and talk about Long Beach. I was laughing. That was good. That was
fun
to hear him
fun,
say that.
Fun fact: Spinner was the first person to ask. He's like, oh, so do you like ride BMX? Like, to me.
Ask you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you a BMX rider?
Yeah, like, oh, and I'm like, no, I just like, just fucking shoot photos of this for 15 years. For
I just have a room in my house filled with BMX posters.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like we were in a car ride or something. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's just
super
like,
fans are cool though that don't ride that are that involved in industries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Fudger's definitely not one of those.
Yep.
Because I had a poster of you on my wall.
That's funny.
You did?
The Dirt Brothers poster.
Oh, shit.
With all the OG, OG SD
those
boys.
AKA the toughest posters that were ever made. Because
they lasted
they
forever.
They lasted forever. It was like, nice it, was like it was like it came, it was like a cardboard box.
I think
poster.
Like 90% yeah. of kids in San Diego had one on their
yeah,
wall, too.
That's funny. Yeah. It wasn't a poster of me. It was a poster of several other people.
Chris Myers, and Gary Young.
Sympathy, they put me on there as well. So yeah. He had a poster of Gary Young.
No, it was everyone. It was a whole team.
And then me.
I'm missing a couple people.
Yeah. I know. It was like, it was Vic,
Murphy.
Vic, Gary, Chris, and me. Yeah.
Sick.
Cool.
All right. Back to Matt, right? What the hell are we talking about? Yeah, you are.
Your favorite rider. It's favorite rider, everybody. Me.
Ryan Rudger. So let's talk about what kind of the. You got some cool
this episode is so loose.
Let's talk about it. You do have some really cool news, and it's kind of what brought you on this road trip the beginning.
Yeah. So I haven't posted anything about it, but I know we've talked about it and stuff, and I just told you before this. But, yeah, me and my girl are expecting, so I'm going to be having a baby in August.
That's awesome.
Down south, that's cool.
Not too far off, really. August, summer baby.
The baby's due on my birthday, too, which is bizarre.
What's your birthday?
August 20th.
I'm 16th, so.
No way.
Nice. Might be on your birthday.
Maybe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think either I'll be 25 when I have the baby or I'll be 26. Like,
yeah.
It's like hit or miss. I think I'll be 25 because I feel like babies usually come like a little early. From what I read, I could be totally wrong. But
I think the first one is usually late. As a guy who only has one, that's all I know.
So. Cool. Yeah. But yeah,
but it's pretty crazy that you're on this trip, and most dudes are like hooked to their girl's hip when they're pregnant, and you guys are doing this pretty cool thing of just like, let's just fucking have some fun and then have the baby.
Yeah, it's cool. She got to do the road trip out here. That's like the biggest road trip she's ever done. And because she wanted to announce it and like take cool photos. So we stopped out in the desert, like in canyons and stuff, and just shot some pretty cool photos. Like I was psyched. I was like, yeah, I'm a photographer, but like cool photos. And she got to announce it. And I haven't yet, just because I was like, I don't really post much personal stuff on my Instagram to begin with. And it's like, oh, how do I come up with a caption? This and that. But also I don't like care to. I was just like, I'll post it one day when I care to.
Yeah.
And she's not pressuring me to.
That's
or
good.
Anything
yeah,
weird.
That's good.
So it was one of those things. And then when you texted me about this, I was like, honestly, that's the best time to announce it. I think that'd be so cool. And it's like memorable. I'll look back and be like, yeah, the time you're on Unclicked and just announce
that's
to the
awesome,
world
man.
You're having
Yeah, it's awesome. You use your Instagram as like your straight up riding platform.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
not
you
like I'm
come
posting
on here
selfies
and
shit on there. It's like I just post riding and then to throw a baby on there. Like, I'm sure you'll see my baby on there.
But, yeah. I mean, it's a life change. Dennis is about to experience it soon, but it is a life changing experience. And just think of the thing you love the most, so your dog or your girlfriend, and no offense to them, but then times it by like 5 or 10.
That's what everyone
says.
And
it's like,
crazy.
And it
sounds
insane.
Pretty cool.
It's an insane feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts. You got to see my little creation there for when you guys first walked in.
He gave me nuts.
Yeah. It's insane.
He's cool.
Like, yeah. And they become smarter. They become sentient beings eventually.
It's crazy. When I first found out too, when she told me, it was definitely like, it was actually right after a California trip. I got home and like saw her and stuff. And then she like, oh, I got your present. And something was like, oh, what the hell? What is this? Opened it. And it's, she's going to laugh at this. It was a Carhartt beanie. And I was like, oh, sick. Like, I like this. But it was a baby beanie. I didn't realize it. At the time, it was tiny. And I, like, looking back, I'm like, what the hell? Then lift it, and it's like the pregnancy test and, like, the little shoes and stuff. And I was
dang.
Like,
whoa.
Like, caught me off guard with this. And, like, it took me a few days to process it, for sure. And then once the time had passed, I was like, all right, I got to tell my parents. Like, I didn't want to tell them so soon because it was so new. I was like, I want to wait till their first appointment and everything. And then once I told my family and, like, my parents found out and my friends, like, having everyone's support, that's when I'm like, wow, this is actually going to be really cool. Like, this is going to be huge. I can already feel it bringing my family together more, too.
That's awesome.
Which is, and my sister just had a daughter in June, like, right during COVID.
Oh, perfect. Cousins.
Yeah. Like, she's so excited.
Really
she's
close like, in age.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
How does it feel with, like, being a professional rider and traveling so much? Is it going to change things? Is it going to motivate you, you think? Like, what's your feelings going into that?
I'm sure, like, right when we have the baby, it'll be, like, hectic.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, she's so supportive anyways. And she's like, I don't want this to slow you down with riding or anything. I'm like, it's not going to. Like, I think it'll be good. It'll kind of give me a reason to want to do well at contests and stuff. Because right now, obviously, I want to do well because there's a prize purse at X Games type of thing. But, like, now, like, there's a real why. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a baby back home. And it's too, like, I want to inspire her. Yeah, babies learn best by action. I don't want to be sitting here like, oh, if I teach her this and do this, I'm like, I'd rather
just do you.
Yeah, I don't want her to, like, grow up. I'm having a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to grow up and see me change my whole lifestyle just to accommodate a baby. I want her to, like, just see me working even harder on myself to provide, because I think that's the best way to inspire them and teach them. So.
Totally. That's what, when I told Pat Casey the news of me having a child, he was like, just keep doing you. Yeah, I was like,
going to his house was unreal.
He just, like, says, keep doing you, and the kids get to watch you. And I'm like, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of what
you always think of being a parent is like, oh, do I change? Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, dude, just do you and inspire that way.
It's exactly. Like, it's like with the dog, when you took it, you got the dog as a puppy, and then you went on the road. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and now the dog's super comfortable, and wherever you take him, and it's like,
I've said that a few times. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I think the dog kind of wore me up.
It is. It is 100%.
It's responsibility. It's kind of like, you gotta not discipline the animal, but like, it's a dog. You can't really compare a dog to a baby, but you can, because,
and the dog also trains you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, the dog, like, needs, I have a schedule. I need to do something for something else for once.
And even like, she has so much energy. So like, going into it, I was like, I'm getting a dog that requires, like, you need to burn her energy. You need to get her out. But also it helps me, because, like, I bring her on hikes. I bring her for walks and shit. It gets me out. Like, I'm out hiking. And now I love hiking. Like, that's one thing about back home, too. We have the White Mountains up in New Hampshire. And there's, like, 48 of them or something. It's, like, the 4,000 footers. And I'm already so stoked. I'm like, I'm pretty sure her name's Alana. That's what we're set on right now.
Nice.
So I'm like, dude, she's going to be hiking. I'm going to learn how to surf. I'll bring her surfing, snowboarding, everything. Not but BMX, but all these other things I've never, like, done all that much my whole life. Like, it's, I get to explore this stuff now, so that'd be cool.
I can see the excitement. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Congrats.
Put a lot of thought into it this trip. A lot of alone time out there. Yeah, so sure.
That's kind of a cool thing to do before going into this huge adventure together, is like, just some alone time.
Yeah, exactly, because I miss my girlfriend a ton, but at the same time, I'm like, just this alone time is something I'll always look back at in my life and just appreciate it. Like, I've been reading books at the beach. I got Being a Dad book, just to, like, even though it's kind of put more anxiety into me than anything.
Sure. Yeah, those,
like,
books are kind of scary.
Yeah,
like, I never read one.
But I think it's better not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I got one, like, to help my girlfriend out, that kind of, I think that helps. But the one, like, you're going to be a dad, it's like, oh, shit, like, I don't want to read this.
Yeah.
Just keep them alive.
That's cool. But then you talk to your friends and with stuff love. That have babies, and, like, some of my friends are just insane people, and they raise a fucking child. So I'm like,
I'm pretty
stable dude. I'm like, responsible. I think I'll be okay.
You got your head on straight. There's wild people who have kids, and they're like,
exactly,
they are doing it. I got this.
Literally, I've told my wife before, I said, billions of people have done this before.
Yeah,
you know, like I think we got it.
Everyone who has a kid, the way they speak about their child, you can just feel it in them. It's like magical, the best thing to ever happen to them. And I'm like,
how's having a kid? They're like, they take a deep breath. They're like, it's the best thing
that's ever happened. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Even my friend Stephen Cole, he just had a son. I texted him. I was like, dude, so how is it? Like, 4 or 5 days after they got back from the hospital, he's like, dude, I'll protect this baby. And like, the way he said it, I was like, dude, he loves this child so much. Like, you would never hear him say that about anything else. It was cool.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can change, like, a crazy party animal maniac into, like, I'm a dad. This is my 100% going into this. You're like, what? Like,
I'm a psycho bringer everywhere. Psycho. Like, it'll be cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you're driving back home pretty much directly after this, correct? Or are you taking
getting a burrito and getting the fuck out of here?
Get my last
waiting
burrito.
To do this podcast.
Yeah. I think tomorrow morning I'll drive up to Utah. My little brother Trevor is up in Park City, so go spend some time out there, hang out with him, and then I'm just gonna make a big zigzag across, go to Denver, hang out with dude Mike from Traction.
Okay.
Him and Jason Lorenz. Probably do some riding, hang out there for a bit, and yeah, no rush to get home. Just enjoy it, really. Cool. Spend some time on the road.
Get there before the baby.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
No rush. Having a baby. Soon.
Sounds like your girl's pretty chill.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
I lucked out with her. Her family's awesome, so I'm psyched.
Yeah, so I feel like the move to Southern California would be a little bit harder because of the family aspect.
Yeah, and that's
because
the thing.
Because, like, the support system is pretty key for having a kid. So.
But it's cool. Like, me and her already kind of, like, agreed, like, the baby's important. Like, our relationship is... We're boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm 25. She's 24. Like, we're still young. But at the end of the day, like, the baby is important now. And, like, she's cool. So, I think I lucked out with her because she puts up with a lot of shit. So, I think I'm pretty easy to be with. Just the traveling is the one thing.
Yeah. Travel's hard.
But it's also really healthy. You know, when I see these relationships where the dude and the chick never travel except for together. And you're like, That's insane to be with someone 100% of your life all
the time.
It gives
you time to miss each other when you go on
trips and
stuff.
Good. Yeah. It's awesome. Traveling apart once in a while. You
definitely.
Relationship advice out here. I'm not one to take relationship advice from.
I'm like, yeah, do I talk? Because like
he's had a long-term relationship.
Yeah, because my wife, we both work from home. And so we work at home. We're at home all the time. COVID has me home. More so in the last year and a half than I have ever been home.
Do you guys hate each other? Or are you good?
No. We like each other. It's just... you have your kind of expected schedule and then it switches up and you're like, wow, it's kind of like Groundhog Day a bit, you know?
Yeah.
And you really do have to step outside of that routine and keep the surprises happening. But because of... everything being closed and all this shit, it's just a fucking weird time.
Yeah, everyone has to deal with that.
Everybody
right
has
now.
Stressors. Everybody, you know.
I said this to you the other day. It's crazy we're having COVID babies.
Yeah.
It's like the baby boom, but now it's like, we had a COVID baby.
It's going to be the COVID generation. Mm. Like
telling this baby when she grows up. She's like, so, a pandemic happened and we created you.
Dog's back.
Yep.
But Fudger was bringing up competitiveness, and I wanted to kind of state that, like, I didn't really know you going in. I still just kind of met you, but even riding X Games with you and stuff, there's way more competitive people than him. It's funny. He just gets out there and handles business.
A lot of people think I'm a jock or something.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I've heard people kind of snicker things like that or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you don't throw the fist up. You just get your run done. Yeah. You're like, give me my fucking check.
Go to a contest with the mindset of well, you can make some extra cash. And it's like, if I'm at the contest already, I'm there. I might as well try to do my best. And I don't know, it's kind of fun being strategic too. It's like playing a game, competing with everyone else. It's like, all right, who's on it? Who's going to come up with the best run? It's it's fun.
And actually land it, because in practice it gets intimidating. We're like, oh shit,
this dude won. You can just sit and then say,
and that guy gets eighth place.
He blows it, but it doesn't
it
go.
It happens a lot.
Doesn't
of times.
Go well. And, yeah, but it's fun. I like
So when you did the first X Games, right? Because you did X Games, what was the first one?
2016, I think, in Austin or something.
You came in and you were like phenom, they were kind of playing you up, I believe.
I honestly think that ruined it for me because I was so nervous and watching Garrett and stuff ride. Like, to me, it's Garrett and Chad. Like, in practice, I'm pretty much just watching them. And then the contest came, and even looking back, I had no, I had two tricks planned to start the run. After that, I had nothing. And think about that now, I'm like, dude,
that's
why don't
crazy.
You just think of all this other shit? But if I had gone to that contest and just blocked out everything and just done a bunch of random tricks, I probably would have done so much better. But it was just the pressure, and so many people were like, dude, you can win right now. And I'm like, stop.
I got two tricks lined up.
dude, stop saying this shit. Just let me ride, dude.
So you ended up getting what place?
I don't even remember. Probably close to last.
Yeah, I think it was 11th.
Something.
This is the reason why I know this, because I did some researcher role stuff and I interviewed you for X Games 2019, I think, because it was
Into the next.
Yeah, so I think I interviewed you, or I wrote something about you, maybe.
I think you did, because you hitting me up or something.
So X Games definitely was pumping you up for that, and then you got 11th place, and then they didn't invite you back.
Yeah, it was a few years.
Yeah,
but the contests were crazy because it was Dutour and stuff, so I was there were still other events to go to, and even those I didn't really do well. But they were so crazy, it was just such big ramps and stuff, and I was still pretty young.
Talking about before X Games and stuff?
Well, that X Games 2016 happened, and then there was Dutour Chicago, I want to say.
Street style one.
Exactly.
Oh, is that still in 2016?
But I went there and I didn't know. But I think it all worked out well, even though there's no contest right now. Well, maybe there could be next teams, but it was kind of made me realize, dude, you can't just go here and just fuck around and not have a plan. So
take
it kind of
serious.
Yeah, and then coming into 2019, I think I started with Simple Session that year of X Games when I got silver. It was Simple Session. I was all right, see how well you can do. Get invited to X Games is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Get back into X Games, and went there and ended up getting second. So that was sick. And I did road practice and just figured out a line kind of through the course. And then in the contest, I was all right, fill in the tricks. Know what tricks you're going to do where. And it's worked out since. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So that was only your second X Games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trip. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
It sucks too, because 2020, obviously COVID ruined everything. So I'm not bummed by any means, because lot more dramatic for other people than me, just oh, I missed contest, but going into 2020, I was like, dude, X Games is going to be so sick this year. Mm-hmm. And then when it got canceled, I was like, no way. But yeah, kind of felt it. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, you knew it was coming at that point.
Everything was closing down.
One thing I did notice when I watched the USL Game of Bikes stuff, mm-hmm, I was like, Matt got frustrated. Because you were like, because I felt like it was like, maybe it was stuff that you knew you could do or something. And that's what I was like, because I'd never seen you get
doing
frustrated.
The same tricks so many times, just yeah, over and over. And like, I was like, I don't even know what else to do at this point. But
yeah,
but
it was
also
kind of like a game of bar spin, basically.
And it was one of those things, like, Brock is so sick. I think he's like the sickest rider. But some of them, like, I think he would even agree, he wasn't happy with the way he pulled a trick. And part of me was like, it almost is like, does that count? Because, like, say I did a 180 bar, full cab bar, cab whip or something. It's like I did 180 bar, full cab bar. And again, I'm not taking any credit away from Brock because I'm a fan of him. I think he's sick. But even he would land something and it was just like, oh, like that. He wasn't psyched on it. And, like, again, it's like he would fakie, kind of correction hop a few times and then cab whip. And part of me is like, if I set the trick like that, you could do it like that. But yeah, it's like, but again, I don't take it that serious.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those things, like,
I felt like you're annoyed because, so like, you would get something clean and then whoever would get it super sketch and they'd still give it to him.
Pretty much. And
that is annoying.
Because though, they were calling you on correction hops and a couple other people,
but,
then,
it was,
but they weren't calling everybody on correction hops.
But it was towards the beginning. So, I mean, that's kind of, I guess you're setting the rules then.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay.
Looking back, I was like, yo, Brandon Beegan was just trying to get at me. But whatever. He can do whatever he wants.
Just some East Coast stuff.
Because, like, now how you were just saying, like, are you competitive? This and that.
Yeah.
Like, nothing for nothing. I'm not talking shit on Beegan or anything. I don't have a problem with him necessarily, but I think he's the type of kid who looks at me like, oh, he trains for this sport. He's serious about it. He takes his health serious, and he's the complete opposite. And it's just, that's one of those things I think, oh, let me see. Like, he did a little correction up. Let me call him up for it. Just try to get at him. Because I watched the video after, and that's like, kind of saw it like that. And other people were like, yo, does Brandon not, or does Beegan not like you? And I was like, I don't know, but maybe he wanted a little jab at me there. But
I mean, in a sense, everything you do generally is perfect, though. Like, it does seem like
it's almost like humans against machine.
Exactly.
Like, the machine messed up.
Like, I mean, I wrote that in the caption. Yeah. I bring it back to
riding my local park. Everything's so small. Mm-hmm. So I'm just all day doing like stuff with no pop. Like, mm-hmm, it's all, you're generating your own pop. So then riding bigger ramps, it's like you're just dialed, I guess, from doing hop trucks and cab bars and cab whips off a little.
You're really fast with things too, so when you go, like, in the air, you can like slow it down.
Yeah,
I do. I think you have the I don't know what the right word is, the most effortless bar spin in BMX. Like, I feel like the way I've commented on, I don't know if you've ever caught wind of me commenting on it, but it's like the way you're over top of the bike and there's no like push the bike out, throw the bars. It's like you're in the perfect position, and then it just like happens, and it's like,
well, thank you. I do too many bar spins.
Well, it's like if I was behind,
they're fun.
If you're like behind somebody, you could tell that they threw the bars. You know, like their body position.
Yeah.
But you, I feel like sometimes I can't even tell if you threw the bars behind. You know, like it's such an interesting.
It's funny you say that too, because like in my eyes, when I ride park and people are doing whip bars, and I was trying to learn all that stuff, I couldn't do like a tail up to bar spin in a weird position. I couldn't have my foot on the crank or like stuffed in the frame somewhere. And
you
just
bar
throw
spin with your feet on the pedals.
Yeah, like a normal person.
That's the difference.
But it's funny you say that, because in my eyes, I'm like, I look for the perfect pop, but even the other day we were trying tooth bars and you were just flicking them and I was like, dude, I know I have time, but I just...
And he had time to go bar, 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 but he was scared.
I hesitate sometimes.
Me and Corey were watching him. We're like, dude, it looks like his bike's made out of helium. Like you said, everything he does, just like, even rolling in, you pop like a foot and a half for some reason. I was like,
it's funny you say that, because I can envision his dropping.
It's just like
he really does.
Cool hearing you guys
like
say this, because to me, I'm just riding. But
I know you're just riding, and me and Corey are just like, whoa.
Hell yeah,
funny,
cool.
A foot and a half to drop into the quarter for some reason. That was sick.
Hell yeah. Shout out to my home park. Bring it back to there.
That's
yeah.
What's up.
How you got to ride it?
Amazing facility, plus your talent, and that's how it happens.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why is my brain just mush today?
Those Pussy. Shots you've been getting.
Yeah, right?
He's what like, is it?
He keeps getting, he's addicted to COVID shots.
Yeah,
so he's
I got
four
like
now.
Six vaccines.
What do you mean?
He keeps going and getting the vaccine. No.
Are you guys both vaccinated? Or
I am.
Yeah,
I got my rabies vaccine.
Yeah.
Got a few vaccines.
I haven't gotten it yet. I'm kind of waiting. I don't have anything against it necessarily, but I'm just not
rushing
into it.
That's kind of my thing. I've never gotten the flu shot. never really, until this year I got the flu shot, like, because when you have, that's another thing, when you have a kid and they start going to like daycare and shit,
that's
little
one thing,
fucking
like,
cesspools of bacteria, and you get, and I'm like, why, I've never been this sick.
I need to learn about
life.
Vaccines and stuff more, because even I'm gonna be raising a daughter, and I know that's a normal thing to get vaccines and shots and stuff, but I'm like, I want to know a little bit more about what we're shooting into this little baby.
I just think, I just
do,
think,
they just come out and they start shooting vaccine?
No, I don't think so. But you, like, do when they, definitely within the first year or so, you definitely get some vaccines and stuff like that. And it is kind of like, you're like,
dumb down the human.
Yeah, you
real
think
quick.
You think about it in a sense, like, oh, this is crazy. It protects you for life against something. Like, what is it? You know, like,
yeah,
but,
I don't have any knowledge in that. I'm so not, it's like,
yeah,
it's
a weird one.
I'm not one of the people that that goes, I'm an expert. More
or an
anti-vaxxer, yeah, than somebody else. So generally, I don't believe that there's like an ulterior motive to, you know.
Just because you're an expert in BMX knowledge doesn't mean you're an expert in
vaccines. Yes, exactly. So I went and got the fucking vaccine.
Yeah, everyone I know pretty much has it. Just
it's like in reality, Battle of Hastings is supposed to happen, and I'm like,
to travel overseas.
I want
to
go.
Do you have to get a vaccine to travel overseas?
I don't, not specifically.
I've just
yet.
Seen a bunch of people are in France. It's like the world was shut off last month, and now there's people in France.
But
like,
I heard about the what they have to go through is you have your core group of dudes. You can't even leave or people, whatever, men and women. You can't even leave the hotel to get dinner. You have to, you're in a total of like IOC, whatever, Olympic committee.
So this
lockdown.
Is an Olympic special.
Yeah,
thing.
You are 100% locked down.
Crazy.
And it seems it. I was, because we talked about like, oh, should we try and go? And it was like, fuck no. I have no desire to go to that. One, not barely in general anyways. And then two, with that stuff, like, no way.
We're
so,
planning
not trying to be in the Olympics was the best decision
right?
ever.
Yeah. Fucking
that'd be stressful.
Genius.
Yeah. My family's planning a trip to Greece, and they're trying to do July, you know, like right before the baby. And it's one of those things like, well, you need to get vaccinated to go to Greece. And I was like, not doing it. Sorry. Yeah. Just it's too soon. I don't want to rush into this just for the freedom. Yeah. I don't know. It's just I don't have a problem with it. Like, anyone can get it. I don't care. I'm not going to, like, I'm not one of those people like, oh,
You would just like a little more information on it before you do something.
Yeah, let's just
like,
wait and see kind of like how this thing
goes.
Yeah,
let it pan out. I mean, you're young.
See
you don't
your dyes or not.
Exactly.
See what happens. Yeah.
I'll give you
doing a podcast.
I'll give you the keys and you can just continue the podcast.
All right.
I'll leave the cameras on the wall.
Nice.
I'm sure it's fine.
Give you Tom's number.
You're going to be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking tangent and a half right there. Well, so what projects you got going on?
Well, let's talk about... Oh, fuck.
I got one.
All right. Let's hear it.
You didn't fall one fucking time on the Boston Massacre.
We haven't talked at all about the Boston Massacre, and that's your only video part aside from Shadow and Sabrosa stuff. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
like,
so you didn't fall one time.
He says that, but I'm sure like I slipped pedals or like bailed.
I think you didn't.
Yeah.
He says that.
But I mean, like, he's saying basically you didn't hit the ground. Like, of course you like stepped off and stuff like that. Like, you didn't not. I'm sure
I think
you...
it was just so relaxed, that video. Like, there was no pressure to film anything. It started
up
off
rail triple bars, biggest, some of the biggest trucks ever done.
But that's again, Andrew was at my house for 2 months, so it was like 2-3 days out of the week we would go stack, and then just kind of hang out the rest of the time. And like he would do his side projects that he's working on, and
that's a good formula.
It was so sick. Like looking back at it, I'm like, this just like happened so organically.
That's the way to
just,
do it.
Yeah, but it started out we were filming a bike check after X Games. Like my girl flew out to X Games and stayed for like 4 days after in Minneapolis, and he drove out there, so he was like, "Yo, I'll be out here," and that's right when I met him. He's like, we should film some stuff while you're here. And I was like, I mean, I got to chill with my girlfriend a little bit because she's here now, but we can film here and there. And that's what we did. He's like, yeah, we have enough for a bike check. So we filmed the bike check part. And then after, I was like, yo, come out to Boston. And he came out like pretty soon after, started filming more. And we had the whole bike check edited and everything. And then we were like, dude, let's just make a whole video. And it kind of is that what it turned into. And then filmed in Boston for a bit. Then we did Atlanta and New York City on a trip. Actually, right when I got Vivi, drove down to Atlanta with her, which was sick. But yeah, it was like 6 months of just filming with no like idea of what we're making.
Mm-hmm.
I had songs in mind, like that Bambi song.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want something different than rap, but I want it to turn into like some fucking just hard music towards the end. That's what we did. And it's my favorite video I've ever made, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's a dope video. It's funny because I, you know, I log into like the back end of the YouTube and it's like, there's just
that's the most views I've ever gotten.
Yeah,
too.
Comments
cool.
are like, they're like, this is the 18th time I watch this video,
that's
and
so
it
cool.
still is good. You know, like it gets
Andrew killed
all the time,
it. I'll give it
so.
To him.
Yeah,
you both did.
Awesome. He did
a good combination when you just hammer something out in 6 months like that. Like, someone who's never made a video part is probably like 6 months. That's forever. But when you're working with someone from a different side of the country, you know, six yep. months is a good amount. Like that's
he
fast.
Lived in New York City at the time, actually. Oh, okay. So it was a little easier, but yeah.
Made but
it
still, happen. When you're not living in the same city with someone, you're not always mm-hmm. traveling together. Like
I was thinking, like if I had a full-time filmer back, not a full-time, but like some dude to always go film with back home, like I could get so much more done. And there is like Lee Hopkins back home, films Bone
more
Death.
More kids need to pick up a camera.
I know. I'm like, I need to get some of my friends psyched on it. And just hopefully they would just, I want to find someone who just films. Like they can ride too, but like.
Loves filming as much as you love riding.
So you're at that's a spot and you don't feel guilty asking for yeah. a clip. Because it's like, your friends can help film and stuff, but they want to ride too. Yeah. I don't want someone yeah. to stand there and film me for 3 hours.
Totally.
So.
Yeah. I always think that with people. I'm like, dude, there's a lot of good filmers, but in every scene there's like still always a lack of good filmers too. So it's like, if you mm-hmm. want to be a part of jump in the van and be on BMX trips, like you can get pretty good at filming.
You can self-film stuff, but it just doesn't, unless it's not Dan the same. Foley. I'll say Dan Foley does Foley his thing.
His yeah. self-film videos are amazing.
Eric Elstrand put out a video recently. I think he filmed it all, and then I want to say Walter edited it.
Mm-hmm. Eric Selfstrand, is that what they called it?
Oh, Selfstrand.
Yeah, that was good.
Whatever one they just put out.
Okay,
I think it was something like
the
that.
The song, yeah. I saved the song yeah. through a playlist and everything. I was like, it was so good. I was psyched.
He edited that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's good. He's one of those guys that's good at editing.
I don't know
yeah.
him or anything, but that video is like respect.
Great bike rider, great editor, yep. like literally just good at everything.
That was a cool video. He made it fun. Like yeah. it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, I know because he's edited a bunch of his own sections before. So cool. I'm pretty
I didn't
sure
know that. Yeah.
So and yeah. it's Selfstrand. Jesus Christ. Great, yeah. great title.
All around.
You know? Was there, what was going on with the banger? Of yep. Awesome Assassins, because it was the big truck.
Yeah,
but
so
you did
I
it twice.
Filmed the truck, and it was I only did it once the first time, and he got his angles and stuff, and I kept watching it. I was like, dude, like he killed it with angles, but it just didn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is once I got home, and he's in New York, which the banger was in Brooklyn, and I was back in Boston. And like I was like, dude, you are pretty close. We could just do it again to get like just another angle on it. And then COVID happened, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to New York City right now. Like, that's a joke. And then as things kind of played out, I was like, it's probably not that bad to go there. And sure enough, we went there. There's people out exercising, just wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And just people are out doing their thing. And went back, warmed up, started jumping it. Even just straight jumping was so crazy. There's people going everywhere, and it's kind of windy because it's right on the water.
It's like a bike path, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a pretty nice area. I think it's all, like, brand new. But it's big, too, just to pedal at it. It's
hell
so
yeah.
blind. You know it's far. And then jumped it a few times. I was like, all right, let's get it. Did a truck. And it was one of those things I was like, had in mind. I was like, you know you could double truck it, which is like what we went back for. That was like, the goal was to get the double truck. I did like 5 trucks. And I started just thinking like, oh, you can just truck it, sessioning it. Because that's what I was like, just truck it a few more times. And I started like, just kind of like, the impact was worse and
yeah.
worse. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? You can't just casually truck something like this.
Yeah.
Like I was like getting sucked into my back wheel, and like, it got to the point, and then there's so many people, and wind was off and on. Andrew's running around like a crazy person trying to get the right angles, like
I'm
telling
sure.
me, like, you're
it
good.
It was probably so stressful.
Yeah, tell me, like, yo, you're good. You have 10 seconds
and
before someone's going to cross.
It's just you and him, right? So there's no other spotters?
Vivi was with me, and my girlfriend came down, so she was kind of just hanging out watching.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to double truck it, and I still think like I could, but it just didn't happen that time. So the whole video was sick, but it was weird because the banger,
mm-hmm.
it was good. It was a decent sized truck, but in my head, I was like, it could have been better. But
another video. I think everybody watching, or nobody watching, was like, I should have double trucked it.
Yeah,
you know, like, so
but
yeah. But
we have an idea for next video, so
oh, that's cool.
Not that spot, but yeah, yeah. We have a cool idea. So
you gonna do something else with it with Andrew?
We'll see. I'd like to. Got to kind of. He's a busy dude and a lot going on, so we'll
yeah.
see what happens.
What we got to Andrew get those B roll clips to me eventually. So
which ones?
Well, we just talked about doing like a raw release of it, like
that'd
without
cool.
the
that'd be fun to watch.
Stuff,
oh, sick.
But,
dude, that'd be cool. Yeah, so. Yeah. Even
just
like
the same video because he never fell.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, babe. In reality, right? It's
that's
just
so
like,
funny.
Here's all the clips. It's just him pulling
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that from a few people. Like, people bring it up and be like, dude, I heard you didn't fall once. And I was like, who's saying this? And like, oh, Andrew. And I'm like, well, that's sick. He's speaking pretty highly of me out here.
I think
like,
it's in the description, maybe. But so, is it true? I mean, are you, like,
I'm actually thinking back. I'm like, I don't, like, there's stuff that took a while to
yeah.
land. But I don't think I fell, I guess. No, like, looking back.
So crazy.
Wrong. Wrong. That flare. Why do I keep hitting this?
That's all right.
Halfway through the video,
in front of your face.
I did a flare, like, right when the songs transition. I, like, flared the street gap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's up? Or something. Yeah. Like, that's when the other song kind of kicks in. The first time I went for that, I did just jump off my bike, like, midair. I landed on my feet, but that's a fall, so...
That's not
but
a
that's
fall.
How flares work. If you bail on them, you
say more of a bail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you land
a
on
falls
your...
where you're like all of a sudden. Yeah.
I'm
like
just trying
slam.
To think. Like, did I? Yeah. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Got lucky.
Got to be a record.
Yeah.
Crazy viewed video part to just bail once.
Yeah. I was like, how do you not fall? And he's like, well, it was just kind of like we were just casual. You know, like
kept it. There's I think because there's no pressure too. If you feel obligated to like,
I'm saying this guy's on one too. Like that truck you're saying is like, dude, no one thought that isn't worthy of a banger for
exactly.
that even for that part, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it.
And he
it.
Did it five times.
It's weird when you like Six know times. You could have done something a little more.
So, I feel you. I feel you. I get that. I've had and those bangers where you're like, yeah,
I'm the worst to walk away from shit too. Like, I went back to Arizona two times before to try to get a banger, just because we were so close and didn't get it, and then just we were just like, all right, put the video out. Stop
what
trying
was it?
This.
Or are you saving it for something else?
No, I don't care. It was a 5-cap bar, but the setup was so perfect and. I think I almost did it first try too, like right when we got there, and then
like
I tried
flat,
it for
like down some stairs or something.
Yeah, it was like this bank going up the spot, and like it was kind of a tall drop. It was like 6.5, no, it was about six feet. But I'd never done one in the streets before. I've done them over like A-frames and on hips, and I was like, I want one. Like I want one just off something, because not too many people were doing them, and it was with a free coaster. Almost did it first try, and then just slowly lost it. I ended up in the hospital from it too. I got so dehydrated. So
oh, shit. Damn,
yeah.
We go get like pumped IVs. Like,
exactly, I got 3 liters of that oxygenated saline pumped into my arm.
How did you know you needed to go to the hospital? Were you just like blacking out or something?
My flight was that night. I had like a overnight flight home, so we were like, all right, we have to like 6 o'clock to get this clip, and then we got to pack up and go to the airport. And then like 6 o'clock came around, and I had only drank a black coffee that day. Wow. Had no water, but I was just like, get this trick. Because in my head, I was like, you're gonna land it. You're gonna land it. And then we packed up. We're leaving, Bobby Canoe's driving, and like my hands just got wicked tingly. My face started like, I don't know how to explain it, it was like pinging all over my face. And I was like, dude, something's weird. And my hands just like tightened up. And he was in the gas station when this is like actually happening. And then he came out, and I was like, dude, I think I'm like really dehydrated or something. He's like, yeah, just drink some water. And he had got me water from the gas station. Because when we pulled up, I was like, dude, I didn't even want to get up. I was just so tired. And I was like struggling to even grab it. And then he's like, we got to get you to the hospital. I don't know if he saw the panic in my face, but I kind of blacked out on the drive over. And we get there. He like runs inside or something. The nurse comes out and like I get out, sit in a wheelchair. It's weird. It's kind of a blur. But they said I was super dehydrated. It's good that I went there.
That's crazy.
But it's Damn. Went from the hospital straight to the airport.
Oh, you actually made the flight?
Yeah.
Damn, just got pumped with some water real quick.
Got on the flight and I don't know what it was. Had a panic attack on the flight. Like, I didn't know what a panic attack was, but I was on the flight, and my heart just started beating so fast. I could, like, feel it. My whole body was pulsing, and I started convinced. I was like, what if I'm not a doctor. I was like, what if the stuff they pumped into you is, like, bubbling up or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not supposed to be at this altitude. Or, like, kind of freaked myself out, got up, went to the bathroom, looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, yo, you're fine, dude. Got out of the bathroom and was like, you're not fine. I felt like I was going to pass out. Just kind of like grabbed the walls and the flight attendant. I was like, you all right, sir? And like told her, I was like, uh-uh. Like something's going on. And I just sat with her pretty much the whole flight in the back of the plane to Boston. And she just gave me snacks and water and stuff. I was fine. But like my heart rate would kind of go up. And I was like sitting there. I was like, all right, Matt, just breathe. I learned a lot about breathing on that flight. So I thought I was going to die
I'm sure just somebody telling you like you're okay.
It's kind of what it was,
out.
Too.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, it's all...
And she was telling me, she's like, oh, I've had, like, it's a panic attack. It's like, all you do is just kind of breathe, and, like, every time I would breathe, my heart rate would go down. So it's like, all right, I'm good. But then, like, out of nowhere, it would just, like, kick in. I was like, what is happening?
That's crazy.
But I got home. I couldn't
Probably
ride for,
really
like, a month and a half
too.
After.
Yeah, just messed yourself up, getting that dehydrated.
What's crazy, I went to the doctors after, and I had an irregular heartbeat from it, from getting so dehydrated, and they had to put me on, like, an EKG and, like, run me on a treadmill machine and stuff to kind of, like, balance. It was weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no one really knows about it, but it was a weird time.
Damn, dude. Wow.
Gave myself anxiety or something.
Yeah, I think just probably getting that dehydrated, like, actually fucked you, you know? And then that's why you couldn't control yourself on the plane, like...
Yeah, your body is senses that something is wrong, and then it just triggers.
Especially when you're, if I was like on the ground, I think I could have been like, all right, get to a hospital and you'll be okay. But I think since I was in the sky, I had the thought of like, dude, you're not going to a hospital if something happens. Yeah. Like, you're going to hope that these people can save you on this flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it was a weird time, but
crazy.
Learned a lot about breathing because I had to calm myself down quite a few times.
Drink some water when trying to get a banger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously. Gallon a day.
Especially in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've started to run through the Instagram comments. The first question was hardest trick battle so far. So that may have been it right there, basically.
Probably.
I mean, you had to let that one go, obviously, but in the hospital, IV crazy. Bags, panic attack. That sounds
that's
pretty
some
much.
Shit. It's one of the craziest things I've ever heard about trying a trick.
Yeah, it's weird. It's strange looking back. I'm like, what were you doing? But it was dry heat. You don't realize how hot it is.
Yeah.
It's not like it's humid. You're just kind of mm-hmm. out there, but you are in the middle of the desert. So,
yeah. You know. What a rude.
Instagram names are crazy.
Mans, yeah, free coaster cassette. So you just mentioned the having a free coaster.
Yeah, you go
on,
back
so.
And forth a lot.
Yeah, for a while I was just free coaster, but like starting out riding, I was cassette because that's just what everyone rode. But nowadays, I think it's funny. My buddy Johnny Reve, he fixes my wheels and builds them. I'll ride a cassette for like 2 months, and once the wheel just gets toast and beat up and it's missing spokes, I'll pass him off that wheel, put my free coaster wheel on that he already fixed up. And that wheel's fresh for 2, 3, 4 months. Once that gets super beat up, he already fixed my cassette. So it's kind of just like that's the cycle.
That's
funny.
Interesting.
It's not like some days I could watch a Courage Adams video and I'm like, yo, cassette, I'm putting this on. I'm going to go do fakie manuals and nose manuals and try tech stuff. And it's fun because my local park, Hadley, it's all little stuff. So you can just do everything. But then some days I'll watch you or Garrett or Chad and I'm like, all right, I want to go do like fakie stuff with a free coaster. And it just keeps it fun. I like both.
That's cool.
It's like two different bike controls that you can have.
Yeah, I feel
it's,
like...
Yeah, it's funny at the ramps. I was like, I didn't even... Like, it's funny you ride a cassette. Like,
I kept saying I was going to put the coaster on to ride your ramps just because I like riding ramps with a coaster more.
That's and funny. That's probably,
it's,
like...
It's weird.
Very rare for anybody
yeah,
to say.
Yeah,
but I just haven't. I just, it's tucked
it's crazy
in the
with fakie
front
tricks,
of my
you know?
Like, truck, so I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to leave it in there. I haven't dug it out yet.
Yeah, why do you like it, free coaster, better on ramps?
Just there's no noise. And it's like the air recorder, and it's just like... Doo-doo. They don't like back in and you just I don't know, it's weird. I feel like your bike coasts a little faster too. Something about it's just cool. It's different.
Hmm.
And just to do like a big 180 or stuff like that, it's just it's fun. I like
yeah.
it. Yeah. I can't say I like it more, I guess. It's just
got its perks.
If I were to pick one for ramps, it'd probably be a free coaster. And for fakie tricks on quarters, to do like a truck fakie.
You don't have to set
you just
feet.
Relax. Like just yep.
Interesting.
Cassette's yeah. cool though, because it's lighter. That's the one thing I like about a cassette.
Yeah,
I haven't rode one in a long time, but
definitely
the lightness
and tire taps.
Mm-hmm.
Chadwick asks, best moment of your BMX career thus far?
Contest wise would be getting second at X Games, because just X Games, like to me it's still like a little kid riding a bike. So
the pinnacle of contest for sure.
I'd say silver at X Games for sure.
What a
but for like a memory or something for a trip would 100% be the Atlanta trip that we did, the one video.
Mm-hmm.
That trip, like the crew and all the spots, like I just think Atlanta's cool, like for rap and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like where Gucci's from, all these rappers. And we stayed in Zone 6, like where they all rap about. And like a few nights of the week, we heard gunshots and all this stuff. It was just such an insane week. And everyone was stacking, like everyone was vibing. It was just fun. So I'd say like highlight would be that trip.
That's
just
cool. Best trip ever.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like everything about that trip was it was just amazing. It was cool.
Sick.
Yeah, for sure.
This one is a
shout out Chadwick. He killed that trip.
B Rouse 84. I heard about a trip he went on early in his sponsorship where he didn't ride with the other guys and then went on solo missions, which was off putting to people. I also heard that he just wasn't aware of what he was supposed to do on a team trip. It didn't sound like he was. We could cut this out if it is. It didn't sound like he was trying to be rude or anything, but it was just on his own thing. It would be super.
Does it say what trip?
It doesn't say which trip.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like one of my first Shadow Sabrosa trips with my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one trip where after Chadwick and Ronnie like did like a phone call thing and they were like, dude, you got to chill on being on your phone, like talking to your chick and stuff. But it's like 16.
Yeah.
Obsessed with her and like all this weird stuff. So maybe that trip, but I don't think that would be
it's
it. Because that was between
on
us.
The trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Let me scratch that one. Who knows? Yeah.
Sounds like he just heard shit. That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a third person.
And maybe if it is true, someone bring it up and tell me.
Jamie.
I don't know.
Jamie Cooper Ellis asks, when are we going to see a 1080 bar on street?
when I find a big box jump in the streets, I guess. with a grass landing.
Hell of a question, Jamie.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Yeah, I mean, he asked about East Coast stuff, too, but we already touched on that.
So. Jamie's sick.
Yeah, he's cool. Shout out.
Yeah. Jamie's really sick, actually. I think he's been dealing with a knee injury, too, so he hasn't been riding too much, or he might be getting back into it
now. Does
he
live out by you? He's up, northeast, right?
2.5-3 hours north. He's up in Vermont.
Oh, wow.
His parents do, all the maple syrup and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, he's got really a good thing going. He's hanging out here a lot for a bit.
It's a beautiful country up there.
Cameron Dodd, 98, thought on wearing a helmet. He says, remember you making a post about wearing a helmet and that you'd always wear one, however you don't consistently.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Like, if I ride big ramps, pretty much always wear a helmet. And then riding street, if I'm doing something big, like that truck in New York City, I had my helmet on for that. Just some things, I'm like, yeah, it's probably better off to wear a helmet, even though you usually fall on, like, the dumb little things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I try to have, like, a healthy balance, because if I'm just going to session, I don't really want to wear a helmet, to be honest. I just want to go ride and kick it. But if I'm riding big ramps or big skate parks, definitely got a helmet for sure.
He also, you followed up with a separate post, but what's the biggest park trick you could do? I'm pretty sure I could remember seeing you do flare whips.
I did flare ups to Resi one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, at K-Rob's old park, Impact. But I would say a 1080 is probably the coolest thing I've done.
That's cool. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And look back at it, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do another one someday. I actually did one. The last one I did was in Florida on this big Resi. I think it was Mike Spinner's old Resi. At some outdoor park somewhere, that there was a contest. And everyone's like, yo, try it, because I was doing sevens, and I hawked it. I ended up landing it, like, second try. First one I slid out or something. But it was crazy. It was the first one I ever did brakeless. Because before, when I did them, I had brakes. So
that's crazy. Has anyone ever done a 5 triple bar besides you?
I was going to say, I did it on a quarter pipe.
I know. You did it on the quarter pipe at, like, when...
Someone has, for sure.
Only a couple years ago. That was insane. I bet, like,
Varga did probably, one. Didn't he do that transfer at that one in Austin?
Maybe.
It was triple, I think.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. That's so random that I even remember that.
It's crazy. That day, I was, like, hungover at Battle of Hastings, and I felt sick that day. And it was one of those things, everyone was going, and I was like, dude, you got to drop in and do something. And then I was doing 5 double bars the day before, I think. And I was like, I'm just going to try it. And it ended up working. Like, the last bar, I remember just throwing it, and I was like, dude, you're eating shit. And I caught it and just, like, rode away. And I was like, no, fucking, everyone's going nuts. It was cool.
Yeah, those are crazy. Those vibes at those.
It's crazy watching those clips, like, looking back. And it's like, that was on, like, the stoke there was insane.
Always is in that building during the best trick jams. It gets nuts.
Yeah, it's fun.
You gonna read some more Instagram questions?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's some long winded ones.
Shout out to everyone who writes into our BMX Instagram.
Evil BMXican, why doesn't this guy have an energy drink sponsor? Definitely deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one day contest pop back up. I'm not sure how all that actually works. I've talked to people before, and then that was kind of after 2019 contest and stuff. And then once COVID happened, I think it was kind of like everything was put on pause. So
the Flow shoe deal, so you can work your way up on that, and then hopefully energy drink sponsor. Just keep going.
Yeah, it'll be cool for sure.
Fire emojis.
Fire emojis. Because I posted the fucking clip.
People don't read the captions. Clip. Oh, yeah. Triple bar. Yeah. Comment.
There was one now. I lost it. I was trying to think.
There's some cool photos in here. For sure.
Yeah, every time I come in here, I'm like, damn, that's a new one. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. The Taj's Nora Cup speech. That's how much of a fucking nerd I am. I was I grabbed it.
Taj got to be on here one day.
Yeah, I mean.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, Josh_Bowler, what's your favorite clip spot that you've ever gotten or been to?
Like for me?
Yeah. Is there like one that pops into your mind when you say that?
I don't know. I always think there is, but then I think, like, there's so many other clips. Maybe just, like, from all my edits, one of the, like, the banger of each edit is probably one of, like, my favorite clips. Because each time I film something, it's like, yo, this is the sickest clip I ever got. 5 months later, when you film a different banger for a different video, like, yo, this is the sickest clip I ever got. So, just bangers in my videos. I guess, not bangers, but the last clips of my videos are probably my proudest moments.
Until the next one happens.
Until the next video,
That's cool. That's a good thing. Fred Marsimisen,
really laced that one, brings up the nose manual at the front of, or at the beginning of the Boston Massacre video.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be a story behind that. Like, it, I feel like whenever there's a bridge clip like that, it's either...
It was talked about. Yeah. It was just like a thing. We were like, dude, any clip on the bridge. And in my, I don't like calling stuff out unless I'm like confident I'll do it. So I never even said it. I was like, yo, let's get the bar manual bar across. And it's funny. It's right next to my barbershop back home. And I've always just seen it. And we sessioned it one time before, just like hitting it and then bouncing off the side, like using it as like a flyout pretty much. Then when Andrew came, I was like, dude, I know I can ride at least over it, like manual. And I flew up it and like almost shot like 5 feet up onto it, which scared the shit out of me. And I was like, all right, we at least can get the manual now. I did the manual. Or actually, I did the manual a while ago on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I was manual across it. Then with him, we did the bar manny bar. And we were so psyched on it. I was like, I'm just going to try to nosy. And like within like a few tries, I got really far. Because I was like, I'm just never going to flip over. I'm just going to like slowly push all the way across.
Yeah.
And there's a few I got close and I was like, dude, it has to happen now. It's right there. And then it actually didn't take that long. It was just one of those ones like started going. And the each side of the bridge had like a notch that stuck out probably like an inch and a half. So I got to that and like literally had to hop over it in. And the side I went up was not as steep as the side I went down. So it was like landing into a pretty steep wedge.
Yeah.
How wide was that thing? Looks skinny.
It wasn't
skinny enough to if you,
a foot and a half maybe.
Yeah, did you ever flip over the bars?
No. But a train would go under that bridge a few times and the whole thing would shake.
While you were on it?
I wouldn't do it when I heard the train coming, but there's a few times I was just like I would start to nosy and then drop it, so I'd like kind of skid to a stop on top of the bridge and the train would pass and I was like, I'm just gonna sit here and the whole thing's like just shaking and stuff. But yeah, that was weird. Debating
high enough to like break your ankle if you fell off?
I mean, it was pretty. I mean, it was high enough. High enough because you can't probably choose where you're going to go off of it either.
Yeah, I know. But like, if you were to fall off,
it was pretty tall. I never rode off the side, so I got lucky.
But the, and then and, so that part is high. But how far is like? If obviously there's like a sidewalk and railing, but what's the other drop?
50 feet or 45 feet.
Don't go off that.
But you'd have to jump to make it over the
fence.
Yeah. But even to ride off the side would have sucked for sure.
But I feel like the almost like the perspective of seeing it. You know, like we're
debating on using that as the banger too. Where it's like, but where it's like, dude, put it right at the beginning.
It's a cool opener.
No, it's a great opener. Like, great opener. Yeah, like, really pulls you in. Obviously, like I mean, we'll use that for the thumbnail. I always like it when the thumbnail is like the first clip too, because it pulls you in. You get to see it, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna stick around. So
honestly, bringing it back to the other question, like one of my favorite clips, probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably be it actually.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I'll always look back at and be like, damn, that really happened.
Yeah.
It's not like so crazy, but it's just like. It's so cool looking, like a bridge. Yeah. The hell rides across a bridge.
And especially when you've seen it for so long, too, and you're like, all right, one day, maybe.
My barber doesn't even speak English. It's just they definitely sell drugs and stuff out of the barbershop. It's a pretty crazy little spot. But I showed him the clip one time, and I almost thought, I was like, my phone's going missing. He showed the entire place, went outside, and like showing people sitting outside the clip and like pointing to the bridge and stuff. They're freaking out. And ever since then, my haircut's gotten $5 cheaper. It was usually $20.
That's awesome.
He's always 15. He's like, my dude, when I walk in, that's cool.
That's pretty funny.
He likes it.
You get something to talk about for like 2 hours afterwards.
It's the
like
same thing every time. Yeah.
Clip, clip made you some money in the long run. Right. Saving money at the barber.
Could get free haircuts. That's the goal. Yeah.
Keep doing stuff on the bridge, it goes down $5 every time.
Shout him out. Get a film a little commercial, get a haircut, and go ride the bridge.
That's a good idea.
Racing background? Cornflakes future?
I used to, there was a Bill Ricca BMX track back home, and I would go there a little bit. Never raced. My dad would bring me there on like off days, and I would just ride the track, like to do tricks.
So did your dad ride BMX? I feel like he's like, or is he just, he's just down?
He just supported me so much. Cool. It's crazy. Awesome. He brought all my friends to skate parks and stuff. And
hell yeah.
Definitely lucky. He was supportive for sure. But no.
That's what's up.
What was your favorite part from USA Mendez, your favorite video part growing up, and how did it influence your riding?
I would say Scotty Kramer.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that beforehand. I was like, if I asked that, because I was like,
that sentence to life part?
What's that?
The sentence to life part?
I don't even know what part, just anything from him. I'd watch so much, or even like that Odyssey Electron video.
Electronical
That was insane. Like I used to watch that so much. But growing up it was a lot of Scotty Kramer, and funny enough too, even Sean Riccani, like I, because he was similar in age and he was just in the spotlight always, and like Camp Woodward and like premium stuff at the Incline Club, I would just watch his videos all the time. And like obviously Garrett Reynolds and you and shit, but to bring it like way back when I first started like really watching BMX, it was definitely that electronical video.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ricani too. He's had a hell of a career.
It's crazy. It's
crazy.
Another even like when another unclicked podcast.
Get on
flick.
Here, Sean.
Has he been on this? No.
No, we want no. him to.
That'd be cool.
I'm done asking him. He says he's down, and then he's like, just, and then he just disappears.
I think he lives in Florida now, or something.
He goes back
too.
And forth yeah. a little bit.
Bought a house out there.
But it's crazy how long of a career crazy he's was. Had that you watched him, like when you were coming yeah. up. You know, like he's been in it since he was a little fella.
All right, here's a decent question. Thomas underscore Trey Ham. Were bar spins ever hard?
Yeah, definitely. Because I learned them opposite, actually. And then I learned 180 bars with the bar like top side, and then trucks with the bar top side, and even bar bars. Like, oppa bar.
Yeah.
And then people at the park were like, dude, you got to do them the other way. And it was so difficult to, like, do that. I felt like I was, like, a freaking T-Rex trying to spin my bars around. Like, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. But, yeah, for a while. But then I think that's why I do so many now. Because I was just, like, it took me so long to figure out. So once I had them, I was, like, every session, bar spin, bar spin, bar spin.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Repetition.
Yeah, definitely. What are you doing over there, baby?
She's chilling.
Outside of stuff outside of BMX from Math Blue 215.
That's a good question, because being out here, I'm kind of thinking like, all right, when you go home, like, what's important? Like, what do you want to do when you're home? Because it's gonna be a long drive home, thinking like, what's to come. But definitely, I want to get into mountain biking more, because I had so much fun in Santa Cruz and even hiking, like the White Mountains and stuff like that. Back home, I just want to hike as much as I can, just enjoy nature out there and fix my dirt bike up. I got a pretty cool dirt bike that I haven't ridden yet, so
that's
go
cool.
rip that around a bunch. Yeah, just random stuff, really. Just have fun with it.
There's 189 comments.
Really?
Yeah, so, or at least when I clicked it, so.
That's crazy. What's the worst comment you've seen so far?
Can you roar for me?
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Insert
know
clip
about this.
Here. Yeah,
that was a big interview thing from Simple Session.
Such a weird head. Thing. It's weird. Yeah, people
I
remember stuff
that.
Like that.
That. Yeah, it's so
I
funny.
Watch a lot of
but that's
BMX
like, I
shit.
Didn't think. I honestly didn't think about it until you were sitting in front of me. I was like, oh yeah, the Simple.
I
session.
Didn't know what people meant for so long, because that's what me and Dan Lacey had like a little beef about.
Oh, he's just giving you shit. Like,
I don't know.
Lacey's a hard ass. He loves you deep.
But
down.
Then
he's
I
just,
met,
he's
when I met him,
by
he was cool. But he's like, yo, you gonna roar? And I was like, is he talking shit or what's going on? But then. My buddy Johnny, actually, he's like, you remember that video? And I was like, he's giving me shit about Simple Session,
yeah.
huh? But I never,
but
I never knew what people
Lacey
meant.
Also hates Fathead, probably. Like, they used to have, I mean, they probably love each other now, but they used to, like,
seems
fucking
like a pretty hard-headed dude.
Yeah, they, but both, but so is Fathead. Literally, yeah. His name is Fathead.
Did you hit Lacey like, up about being the co-host on this if I don't go to Hastings?
Well, I don't know okay. if we're doing, I don't know
I'm
if we're doing
over
that.
The pond?
Yeah, that'd be cool to do that.
Are you going
to
do it over there?
I mean, it's an idea.
Oh, so cool.
It's an idea, like just for Battle of Hastings week, mm-hmm. almost like
oh, you know, get a bunch of people
there,
in.
Yeah, and, just
and have Lacey because I'm not going to go, so have Lacey yeah. sit in for
because
me
the vaccine.
I just don't feel like going
mm-hmm.
in general.
Yeah, because yeah. when
it's
is
the
that?
Dopest thing? But
September, October?
September 8th is the weekend.
And Simple Session, the summer one they're doing.
Oh yeah,
it's like the weekend.
I wouldn't go. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, yeah, there's other reasons, yeah. but also it's like right when the baby's getting here.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
what, no, that's what I'm
it.
Saying. Yeah, like it's, not,
yeah, yeah.
it's not worth it.
But, and
yeah. he wasn't talking shit on Simple Sessions.
No, no,
he was
no.
saying,
just saying like,
baby.
You've, yeah, the
a
baby,
lot of traveling
baby
too.
Stuff because you know,
everything's
you
know, gonna yeah. coming right back. So I was gotta get overly impatient.
2022 is the year.
I was in Singapore like the week before my kid was.
Were you just kind of like anxious the whole time?
Yeah, it started to just build up, and I was like,
"The flight home,
I'd fly home,
get me fucking home." Like,
3 days, I flew home like 3 days early because it was just like the paranoia of everything. Just really,
even being on the flight, I'm sure, like, all right, let's take off now.
I bought internet.
Yeah, I'd freak out.
Just so you can miss, know you're missing the birth.
You're
oh my still
God,
like,
dude.
I always joke to my girl, I'm like, do you really want me there for it? Like, does it matter? Like, I'll see the baby after. And she's like, shut up. Don't say that. I'm like, what's that stay in Cali? I'll send you some money.
Oh my God.
I would never.
She's earlier you said she'll like this, but she won't like that.
She's not going to like that.
She knows I'm
I think a lot of people aren't going to like that.
Everyone's like, wow, he's pretty cool through this podcast. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He, what did
he blew it.
Say?
He,
wow.
he blew it for me.
You got some fans now. You just X them out.
Yeah.
He was kidding.
I'm canceled.
He was kidding.
I guess the last one. Levi, Mark, BMX, ask him to play Kevin Peralta in a game of bike. You or Kevin?
I saw that comment,
game of bike.
It just depends the day, honestly.
Yeah, it could. Yeah,
he could be on it that day. I could be on it.
That'd be a good
even
game.
Like a contest. Yeah. It's the same. Whoever's riding good that day.
Especially when you're on the level of like you and Kevin, where it comes down to the course and the day. Yeah. You know, like you both could. You could win one day. He could win the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But hell yeah, Matt.
Yeah,
you are human.
Dead serious. It's cool. It's cool to get to know you a little bit because, as I said before, I feel like every interaction has been pretty surface level, and it's always been hard
contest,
to kind of read.
Like,
yeah,
kind of busy.
To,
everyone's doing their thing.
Yeah, I feel like you're like down and you want to talk, but then we're just like, yeah, I don't know anything about you. You don't know
what am I
going to
bring up?
Yeah. So how's the bike riding going?
It's always fun. Like,
it's apparently pretty good out there. You're still
you're
doing
California,
good.
Right? Dude, like, it's always that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But,
so
yeah. No, thank you guys for this too. This was cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
Cool
I've
opportunity.
Been stoked to hang out with you a little bit more the last couple weeks. And
definitely.
Wish you the best of luck on the road trip home, the new baby. And I'm sure your career is just going to keep skyrocketing if you keep doing what you do.
That's funny. The baby thing. When my girl told me like a few weeks after, and then you announced yours. It was a joke. I said to my girl, I'm like, yo, Dennis is having a baby. Everything's fine. Like, it's fine. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah. COVID baby crew. We're all going to have little baby friends.
It'll be cool.
I have a group message where it's literally titled BMX Dads. You'll have a little crew of your boys.
We'll start our own.
You know, like literally it's,
or even
it's cool.
Even my buddy Michael just had a kid. He's so psyched on it. He's like, dude, it's so fun. He's so
you're going to do a great job.
It's a rearranging of priorities. Yeah, so is the way it goes, but
a lot of diapers.
Know, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Sir. But so you haven't had plans to work on a new part yet, but you have, or you haven't officially started a new part, but you have plans.
Oh, yeah, I figured you guys asked me. I don't know if I ever said anything.
I think you kind of.
We have some trips we're planning, but everything's still in the air.
Shadow Sabrosa stuff, or is this
exactly. Cool. But even in general, I started filming with Jonah. He's from Florida.
Uh-huh.
He lives right by.
Jonah kills it.
He's sick.
Yeah,
I just met him recently.
He's got a cool style with everything too.
Good. Yeah. We filmed some stuff in Florida, actually. It's actually some of the best riding I've ever filmed.
Dope.
And it's just like, we have like 3 or 4 clips. And we're just like, do we make it into like a little frame promo for Instagram? But I think we're just going to...
Best clips you've ever filmed? Build off of that shit.
There's some cool stuff. Yeah, that, dude. Yeah, it was cool. We filmed in Tallahassee, which I didn't even know they had spots out
there. I don't think
there.
You want your favorite clips you ever filmed to go to a frame promo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I mean, you could, but...
You know how Garrett has like an Instagram promo where it's just like one epic clip in slow-mo and then it just shows his frame? We were kind of thinking something like that, but...
That's cool, too.
But
lots of places.
He's gonna come to Boston, I think, is the plan. Once I get home, come up for a few weeks in July and just try to hammer out a full video.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The spots up there are untouched. Like not much is happening. So there's crews and shit filming, but like you don't see teams going to Boston and stuff. So
every once in a while. It's a rare
one. Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you in Burns cool?
Oh yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, I feel like
for a while I don't think not that he didn't like me, but I was like he was kind of like, not like a veteran pro, but he was so established, and I was kind of this little like...
He's had a different group of friends, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly, and like, not like he ever cool guided me, but I was probably some little annoying kid at the skate park, so maybe I got the wrong impression. I was like, oh, he does not like me.
Yeah.
But then one day he posted a photo of these trails that I grew up riding, and I was like, no fucking way he rode here. And this was kind of recently. I commented, I was like, dude, so sick, the Postals is what they were called. And like right after he followed me back and stuff, I was like, oh, sick, we're cool. And since then, he's liked stuff and his comments and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like Burns is down. I feel like Burns is down for more stuff than people give him the benefit
cool
of doubt.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because
make an opinion in your head about someone just from other people's interactions and stuff. But
and he's also another one that if you just watch the videos and how he looks and stuff, he's kind of intimidating. You know,
100%.
Like, I'm not sure how he is. Then you meet him, you're like, oh, he's just a normal,
even like
really
Chris
cool
Muller,
dude.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Same thing I said about him. Like, I thought he was. You're like, he's an intimidating person, but then listening to the podcast, I was like, I like him. I people like that. I like his view on things. It's cool. So,
Okay.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks, Matt. Cool. And can't wait to see new footage. Can't wait to follow you on the gram and see all the crazy clips you post when you're back home. And
Dude, thank you guys for this.
Hell
that's
yeah.
cool.
Thank
I'm excited
you
guys to do it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Good way to end the trip.
Thank
for
you,
sure.
Yes, sir. Boom. Keep doing you. Thank you, Unclicked. Traction Coffee, RBMX, Ryan Fudger, and Matt Ray.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Made it.